Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greetings, ogling, wigger, and manzer-ass crowds across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain in the open air, coast-to-coast nut house that we call Zog, and also to the pitiful few remnant who are listening in. Greetings. Now, tonight is a special episode. It's episode number 38.5, and it's called Ding Dong, the Pisser Possums Alive, and Zogbots Are Eating Shit. The time, today is October 7th, 2010, and it's, about 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. And this was a very rather special program, which came in, and I wasn't sure where to go ahead and even do it, but pretty well I've been fighting with pisser possums and Zogbots. Well, not pisser possums so much. I've been fighting with the clowns over on William Fink's Big Tent, which is gone ahead and turned out to be a big top. And when you run a big tent anything, be it white nationalist or Christian identity, you end up having a big top and, tent, and you end up catering to every single ass clown. And you end up being the ringleader. And every single little ass clown has got to go ahead and replace, so-and-so's playing mean, he's being bad, and essentially you're going ahead and dealing with people who even good times have not gone past the five-year-old stage. Anyway, today's October 7th, 2010. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock Central Time. I only gave about, 2 hours notice. In fact, just as the show was about to start, I went ahead and put it on Facebook, so I guess Frank and Wigger is going to be on tonight, and he'll probably be mad that he missed some of it. But in many cases, I'm not too worried. This was a special show, and I could have gone ahead and given more time and done it tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is that generally I think it's best to go ahead and strike while the iron is hot and while things matter. Now, yesterday I seen the first stirrings of the pisser possum, and what he did is the critter went ahead and got on its little obigender bendering pisser's pufter possum's little pathetic little form over, and I'm gonna go ahead and give the name for it. It is called the Christian Identity Forum, and I'll go ahead and go to the home. Essentially, it's run by obigender bendering pisser's pufter possum, the little critter from Australia, the little perverted critter likes pretending to be a drop-dead gorgeous woman, called Jessica or something, Watson or something. And its latest member is, quote, Pastor Visser. And it got all four members. Now, it got obigender bendering pisser's pufter possum. It got Lenio / Squiggio Barcelos, who used to be Sci-Fi's little, critter, and he's also Visser's little critter. And he probably got one other little tard. And Liability Clueless tried to sign on, said, no, it's just me, Liability Clueless. I'll go ahead and read that. Liability Clueless was trying to go ahead and get on. And on the first, said, I had the pleasure of banning a Marty Linsett sock puppet today, my first for the floor. Marty slithered in under the alias, the dual feed line believer. He left me a private message explaining he was really Pastor Bill DeClue, but he didn't want anyone to know he was Pastor Bill. Naturally, Pope CI knew I could smell half beer rap, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it used to be under www.thechristianidentityforum.org, but now it's under thechristianidentityforum.net. /SMF, and then I think if you go to that, you should go ahead and get the index page. Anyway, you have all four members, and as of yesterday, it was the pisser possum that signed up, or maybe earlier today. I don't know. But what it's been nearly 4 weeks to the day since the pisser possum just went ahead and slithered out. And guess what? It was over on Think's forum, and he was talking about how it was going to go ahead. No more pisser possums. Well, the problem of it is that we have pisser possums. And, essentially, pisser possums, you got to go ahead and look at it this way. Yeah, have you guys heard of a cat having 9 lives? Well, pisser possum has at least 666. You know what I mean? 666 kill wise here. And I should have known because when it was playing, when it played dead earlier this year, from, let me see, April 23rd to May 21st, that was exactly 4 weeks. And it got ahead and showed up, you know, eating shit. And, it just goes ahead. And so it's been pretty well, quote, dead for 4 weeks. And it sent me a little message saying, well, hey, you know, it sent a little message over on Things Forum. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have read Stephen King's books. Every time you have something super evil coming in, like, you know, a vampire or a werewolf or something like that, you have a little minion. Little minions go ahead and show up. And what ended up happening is these little minions were over on Bill Fink's forum. And they were going ahead and having a fine old time, giving me a hard time. Now, let me see. I'm pretty well looking at this here. And I put it in, essentially I put it in the Mams of Taliban. And I'm a little bit worried because Fink's gone ahead. It looks like he's changed my, something Pastor Martin Lynn said is, well, different, we must agree, often too different. So this may be pretty well a shot across the bow, and I may end up going ahead and being banned. You never know. But I don't really worry about too much. You end up having this Legion of Saints knucklehead, and, he came up and, posted here. I thought it was liability clueless. So he went ahead and posted on September 28th, essentially, I went ahead and added to that, and I showed a picture of Liability Clueless in the History Channel in Clan of Mambers, and then I went ahead and showed his CaseNet files, and one of them was way back in 1982 to where he went ahead and he was arraigned. He was arraigned on 08/20/1982, and essentially by 12/01/1982, he went ahead and pled guilty to burglary and breaking and entering. And he served 6 months, in prison. But he got a felony. He got a felony record. And then you go ahead and look at the next one. It's case number 29219R0268601, State versus William F. DeClue. And this time, he ended up having the information filed on 6/27/1996, and they said they were going to have an arraignment way back on 22, 23 days at 7/18/96, but less than 5 days later, on 7/02/1996, Liar Bill, before he even got arraigned, went ahead and, pled unlawful use of a weapon, felony, defended plea, and he got execution suspended. He got a suspended imposition sentence. Now, you can go ahead and look at this. You go ahead and you type up Missouri CaseNet, and then you go to that, thing, and you type up William, DeClue, D-E, capital C-L-U-E, William F, S-H-A-W-N, I believe, and you go ahead and you find out. And this little goofball has lived, I guess, with his mother ever since he was whelped here in Florissant, Missouri. But this character, on the second one, he only waited 5 days. 6/27, 3 days, that's September, April, June, 5 days. Less than 5 days. Even before the arraignment was set, he'd already gone ahead and taken a plea bargain. And for my guy, he got a little bit of shock time. But what he did is that he took the suspended imposition of sentence. Now, folks, you don't get that suspended imposition of sentence unless you're cutting a deal. And what's the deal? Well, Liar Bill goes ahead and spies on these people. Now, folks, these people are all aware of it, including this Charles Thorne, who's going ahead and bitching and pissing and moaning about this sort of thing. But it don't matter to him because he's a criminal. He's a little criminal. Well, I went ahead and locked the thread here so Liar the Clue, because I thought that's who it was, couldn't come back. He calls himself Legion of Saints. Well, going back, here he comes up with this crap here. You know, whining. A response. And essentially, he goes ahead. Martin, you can go there again. Assume the person who wrote this is Pastor Bill, but guess what? It is not. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I talked to people who were Church of Jesus Christ AN back in the old days. They say you were never Aryan Nations. Well, the fact of the matter is that Aryan Nations is long since gone. And even, you know, what was that Elmer Glue thing about? I have no freaking idea. But the thing about it is that what I've done is that I saved that picture of old Visser looking like a sinful old beef mamzer, you know, his little girl. And what happens is somebody over on Stumblin said, I can't really understand how tortured Visser looks. And I don't know. Visser does look tormented. He looks like he's tormented with guilt or something like that. And he went ahead and he put that stuff down here. Now, as far as the Elmer's glue fixes all, pretty well everybody's saying, well, hey, Visser has been hacked. You know, the poor devil, he's been hacked. Well, the answer is no, he didn't get hacked, because what he did is he went over to Stumbling, and he went over to a number of places. I mean, every single forum that he controlled, he went ahead and deleted. He deleted the entire thing, and he did that even on this, what I call Pisser's History over at Noontime. Five and a half years of posts gone. You went ahead and posted there, why your stuff is gone. It's as if it never existed. Now, luckily, over time, I pretty well learned. He was in alignment with Jay Faber, and then Jay Faber and him sort of fell out. They're trying to go ahead and kick me out for some stupid reason. They fell out, and I was seeing this sort of falling out. And what happens is Visser has always hidden stuff that turns out to be embarrassing, and he's deleted entire forums. Anyway, people were saying, well, Visser has been hacked. No, he didn't get hacked. I mean, he not only went ahead and did it on Stumbling, he went over and did it on Beer Barrel, and he went ahead and he claimed Elmer's glue, you know, fixes everything or something like that. You know, repairs anything here. And I've gone ahead and put a sign that says, leave fix little pussies. You know, because Visser looks, you know, guilty as hell. But here, you know, and I don't feel sorry for Visser. I mean, Visser may very well be in big trouble. He may very well have his little nuts being squeezed by what's going on. But the thing about it is, I don't have a bit of pity for Visser, because Visser, you know, Visser was acting, you know, you learn. You know, when you're dealing with Visser, you go ahead and save all this stuff here. And the thing about it is, within this movement, you end up having a bunch of crooks. You end up having a bunch of clowns. So what you do is you have a hard drive for a reason. You go ahead and you lay the thing down as best you can, and you save it to the hard drive. Now, last night I was going ahead and looking up Matt Twat Zog Bot or something like that for a picture of old Matt Ott. I went ahead and took this YouTube picture of this rather ugly girl, and David Allan Coe was singing this rather X-rated scatological song called "Don't Bite the Dick That Fucks You, Honey." Here, and he had a really nasty album, which was pretty well X-rated. It was pretty raunchy, but also screaming about niggers. And he, David Allan Coe is, used to pretend to be part Christian identity. He used to have four wives or something like that. And, he used to make a big persona about being a, jailbird. Okay? Well, let's see. I mean, the thing about it is that Visser is going ahead and threatening to do a show about Liston on 10-10-10. But the problem of it is, if he goes ahead, he'll be on Eli James, forum. And I don't know if Eli James can go ahead and afford to have Visser on. Because, I mean, pretty well, Visser lost 3/4 of his posters right around the time he went ahead, even before he went ahead and banned me and John Britton, but last March. Because people were freaked out by him going ahead and all of a sudden getting all this money getting all this money after it was rumored that he was on meth. And the thing about it is, you got to understand this about criminals. I don't know how many of you have been locked up with criminals. I was locked up with criminals for 3.5 years. And most of them were guilty. A lot of them were sex perverts here. There were some of them here, just poor little 19, 20, 21-year-olds who went ahead and exchanged oral sex with their, little 16-year-old or under girlfriends, and now they're being charged with statutory rape and statutory sodomy. And the thing goes ahead, and, the system goes ahead, and it's out to destroy young white men. But also, you got to understand that you end up having a lot of people who are simply criminals. And criminals really are the biggest supporters of Zog. Because they sort of understand that if someone like me was running things, it'd be just like the Nazis. You go ahead and you get one chance, and then you get a second chance. But by the third time you screw up here, I mean, there's no point rehabilitating a professional criminal. What is the point in wasting the taxpayers' money? Essentially, what happens in the Third Reich, they go ahead after the second or third time, they have a eugenics court, sometimes sterilize the idiots. But the criminals, what they would do is they just simply they'd go ahead and seek the 9mm solution. And that's what China and Russia and the rest of the countries do, because they really can't afford to go ahead and have criminals. Yeah, well, Sword Brethren, I mean, that's another little thing here. This little character here, from what I gather, he's been threatening me here. And this shit happened about 2 months ago when we, on this call, we pretty well, let our little Genesis 315 enmity come out. And old Sword Mamzer, his little position is, he's so tough, he's going to beat me up, and I'm supposed to drive somewhere to freaking Ohio and get beat up by martial arts Sword Mamzer. And pretty well, these people know Sword Mamzer's last name. It's a sort of, WAP name, and someone insisted that I go ahead and write down some of Sword Mamzer's, a little horse shit. Before my guy, he's a turkey. Yeah, he's a scared little Mamzer. The thing about it is that from what I gather, the fucktard went to a rather public, 4-year public school somewhere in, university in Ohio. He's, 23, 24, 25 years old. His father's a Mamzer, his mother was a Mamzer of some sort, some South, Italian, Sicilian. He looks sort of like a little Puerto Rican. You go ahead and see a picture of him on his little Sword Mamzer show. He looks like a little Puerto Rican, using a face mask. What the hell's the deal with that, with the AR-15 and the rest here? And the fact of the matter is, he's just a little criminal. Now, he wanted to come by and be a policeman, either in Springfield or on the Mississippi Gulf. And essentially, I had no intention of letting the bastard come by anywhere near my house. I had enough of liability cluelessness bullshit. You know what I mean? If somebody wants to go ahead and be a pig, now I've been told that the stupid bastard went ahead and flunked out or got kicked out of ROTC. He's trying to go ahead and get the police to, take him in, as a policeman. And from what I gather, he's such a fucked up little Mamzer. He's screwed up that he just can't even pass the psychological test here. But anyway, what it boiled down to is he got dark bird cork eyes here, and he don't even look like a white man from what I gather. So what the hell is Eli James and Bill Fink, doing with that, with that witless piece of shit? But in any case, he's going ahead and making the threat. So is this Charles Thorne. And the fact of the matter is 99.99999%. Well, he has a, sword man. I think he's a Mamzer here. From my guy, he got real dark brown, he wants to fight with Mitchell marked our gloves here. Look, Sword Mamzer, if you're the challenging party, I get to go ahead and name the weapons and the ground. The fact of the matter is that if you come down here, sort of like Liar Bill the Clueless, you come down here to cause trouble, you might very well get some. You know what I mean? I can pretty well do whatever the hell I want to you. Now, I'll probably end up going back to Nut House if I was to geld old Sword Mamzer. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, shoot, I've been in the movement, what, for 16 years, and this is not the first clown or something like that. He got all annoyed that I made fun of it or ridiculed it or whatever here. But, you know, the thing about it is that you end up having these critters, and they act like they're really tough, but your average criminal is hardly anything like Dillinger. What he is, he's just a scared little criminal who goes ahead and joins a little prison gang, and probably a full sword mamzer would be, you know, I mean, like this Charles, you know, Thornton here. If they were pretty much, see, go ahead and look at some of these. If they'd been in prison when they were 18, 19, 20 years old, and I probably should have asked to see liability clues back. But usually what happens is when they're young wiggers and they go into prison, you know, wiggers or light-eyed, you know, Anglo mestizos, what happens usually they'll have a big old swastika or an eagle or some such stupid shit tattooed on their back. And then I kid them here is that probably they were eager to please, so they probably got two double SS rooms on both butt cheeks. And essentially what boils down to is they go ahead and they seek the sexual protection of, you know, the Aryan Brotherhood. And the Aryan Brotherhood is usually just nothing more than just another bunch of mamzers. If you went ahead and looked at Gangland or something like that, you don't see any blue-eyed or light-eyed or anything like that, blondes in Aryan nations. In fact, you end up having a bunch of Jews, you end up having a bunch of mamzers and Anglo-Mestizos playing Aryan nations. Essentially, even Bill, to tell you here, is that most of them were just pure D-trash. But it's stupid for, you know, stupid for Bill to go ahead and surround himself by that bunch here because, from what I gather, he's still under probation and parole. And, you know, essentially it's best not to go ahead and associate with criminals. I think that's one of the things is you're not supposed to associate with somebody that has a felony record. But you keep on associating with people like that, you are going to go ahead and get trouble. And if you're pretty well a felon who's associating with other ex-felons, yeah, you'll get in trouble. Same way with Gillette here. Gillette spent so much trouble, and he goes ahead and he brings it down. You know, he brought down a 23-year-old kid this previous time. You know what I mean? Oh, well, I don't know. You missed a little bit. I don't know. Do you guys hear me? You guys hear me on the show here? Anyway, he just doesn't think teaching here, Bill does. Anyway, you ended up having old Victor Switzer, and he had a, you know, fairly funny thing here, and, you know, had a funny pull with old, puppy dog with, with eyes here. And here comes old Mac Twat Zogbot, and he forgets Genesis 3:15, he forgets his Genesis 3:15 training or whatever. And, he's not supposed to go ahead and act. And he was screaming and hollering and bitching and pissing and moaning about me. And let me see. I went ahead, in the case of this Charles Thorne, and that, it might be him. But the thing about it is that he knows all about Pastor Bill. He went ahead and read about Pastor Bill. And you have somebody for Legion of Saints know that old Pat Liar Bill is a criminal who's been spying on people. I went ahead and posted, him and Clan of Mamzers. It's Liar Bill, all right. And you can go ahead and read. You can go ahead and read his criminal record. So why is Galette and why is the rest of the Legion of the Saints, whatever, associating with him? And more than associating with him, turn that freaking clown into the Missouri State contact for not only Legion of Saints, but for the Mullets and Gullets. And the answer is that you end up having a bunch of criminals, and probably most of them are Zogbots. They're just there to go ahead and get some poor, stupid 18 and 19 and 20 and 21, 22-year-olds who don't have any freaking sense. About a dozen of them go ahead and show up at a clown show where they're protected by 50 or 100 pigs from about, anywhere from about 200 to 300 niggers, and you end up, you know, you end up feeding Daryl Lamont Jenkins and his one nigger project. What is the point to that? And the answer is, the point is to go ahead and get these young, stupid wiggers' names in the system here, just like Colette did. He went ahead and got a 23-year-old person sent to prison. And here he comes up with stupid crap. You're not a pastor, nor do you act like one. Your beliefs are ungodly, and you're a lunatic. No saying why Christian would promote the things you do. And pretty well, what I've been, you know, telling these people is that what I advocate isn't, you know, and Harold Covington in his last podcast was talking about how he had to go through the bowel movement and wade through all these worthless turds. I think that's pretty wild. He said he's panned for gold in a cesspool. And that's exactly what the heck he's doing. But then again, I mean, you go to where you end up having the people here. Most of the movement, you know, most of the non-movement haven't heard of Harold Covington. Most of the movement have heard of Harold Covington. They don't like him. Now, on the other hand, I've gone ahead and I've allied myself with Harold Covington. Now, I don't altogether agree with Harold Covington, and I've told people about that. But on the other hand, I'm not an enemy of Covington. I don't have anything wrong with Harold Covington going about his version of the plan. You know, he has a plan of 1,000, you know, warlords, I guess. He calls them, you know, alpha males, but, you know, whatever. And they all move to the northwest here, and he ends up having, you know, some work here. And, you know, they end up going ahead and reaching a tipping point. And Harold Covington has made great strides, and he's made great strides not because of his novel, like he was saying last, you know, on this week's podcast, but rather because of this podcast. His podcast has been a very good podcast, and, you know, essentially, Covington, you shouldn't listen to all these people who have their wants, and they go ahead and say things on the basis of their wants. You should go ahead and go on the basis of what works. And probably what works is having your scripted show. Don't have a second, fifth novel here, because the problem of it is you have a second, fifth novel, people will go ahead and use it, you know, just like they did Hail of the Ravens, and I got pissed off at Hail of the Ravens. So the thing about it is that leave the, you know, I mean, you know, Hail of the Ravens is what pissed me off. It's what pissed all the other Christian identity people off. Don't go ahead and revisit Hail of the Ravens, Covington, because you're going to piss everybody off. I mean, it's sort of annoying here when you go ahead and read that Christian identity is supposed to do all the blood, you know, all the bloody fighting here. We're going to get third-class citizenship. That's what pissed everybody off. You go ahead and have a fifth novel, you're going to undo, you know, novels number two, Sound of Thunder, the other thing. Well, thing about it is, you can read those books here, you know, guest number five, and what happens, they are the best. They're the best revolutionary fiction I've seen. They're better, you know, they have better characters, they have better everything than William Pierce's, you know, Turner Diaries did. On the other hand, the Turner Diaries were far more effective because it was just nonstop action. It was written sort of like Edgar Rice Burroughs' serial thing here. Well, folks, I'm going to take a leak. But I'm going to keep on talking here because, hey, I don't talk with my pecker. Anyway, the thing, you know, thing about it is Covington's books are wonderful reads. But they're romantic and they're impractical. But, you know, the thing about it is that what Covington needs to do, in my opinion, is to go ahead and have his regular show and then just do a gripper and ripper and have one of his friends hold it while he goes ahead, you know, doesn't chat like on Talk Shoe or Blog Talk, while he goes ahead and just ad libs. Because he did a sort of ad lib, and it wasn't too bad. But Covington wants to go ahead and control things. I think Covington sort of realizes that, no, he can't control everything. He's going to have to go ahead and get used to it. But on the other hand, it's not up to me to tell Covington how to run his business. It's just my opinion, if he's listening. But anyway, I don't have a fight with Covington. And surely I hope you don't write a fifth book like Hail of the Ravens, the first book, because Hail of the Ravens is pretty well what pissed me off about him here and pretty well led to a bunch of fighting here. And generally you're better off not writing anything that's going to go ahead, you know, I mean, it's better to go ahead and work towards something here than go ahead and do it. Now, if you want, go ahead and have a flunky you know, take the credit for coming up with little fiction here. And that way you don't have to write that good a book. And you can go ahead and work on your little flunky going ahead and doing some of the stuff here. But I wouldn't come up with number five being like Hill of the Ravens, number one, because, hey, Hill of the Ravens sucked. You know what I mean? It sucked. Book number two, I took a lot of comfort from it. I've already begun to forgive Covington for book number one. And book number three, well, I read book number three and book number four, you know, after I got out of the nut house. And they were pretty good. They were real good. They're real good. So, look, Covington, you better quit while you're ahead. You know what I mean? And what happens is where you end up having this stuff here is through the podcast. That's what, you know, that, you know, your podcast started in January. That is where you end up doing very well. And the thing about it is that probably what you need to do is you need to go ahead, I think, and have a second show, you know, on Talk Show or Blog Talk, where it's an open show, relatively open. But I don't even think he's going to do that. Anyway, folks, let me see. Are you doing the asparagus? I don't know. No, what happens is that was pretty well asparagus free. Yeah, that no, asparagus isn't going to go ahead and get any of it. The city of Granby is. Oh, poopy dog opened the door there. Barricaded from little poopy dog? Okay, well, for all those people who think I'm a total domestic tyrant, I'm not. I'm not really PW. But on the other hand, if you want to be WP, you got to make allowances. You know what I mean? You know, PW, pussy whooped here. You know, WP means with pussy. So if you want to go ahead and keep the old lady happy here, you got to sort of sometimes make allowances and do some of what she wants. So I'm barricading the door from old Belzy pup. Well, even though he has Godzilla eyes here. Well, Betty Davis eyes. Anyway, folks. I'm gonna go ahead and play the flooring guy, or not the flooring guy. I'm gonna go ahead and play. Where is that thing? Come on. No, that ain't it. Okay, wrong thing. Yeah, I pretty well got a mess in here. I'm not super housekeeper. So like Joe Sobran, who croaked off about a week or so ago. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play because we need to go ahead and keep our eye on the ball. So I'm going to go ahead and play. I'm going to go ahead and play Wigger Problem here. Hold on. All righty. Yep, come on. Come on, you. Yes, I admit. Hold on, it ain't working right, is it? Oop, wrong hole. Like the young lady from... Goodness! We got a wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the way you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the trough up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. I wake up and ride away. Stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the way you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the trough up to the top. the way they run to and fro. And they're always in the swamp. Wiggers keep remembering how good that used to be. Seeing Tom Longstone are afraid of memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, which is always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, just the way you'll never find. Yes, I know we got a wigger problem, build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating flop. The way wiggers run to and fro, and they're always beating flop. Folks, there's a reason that this song is the official song of the Movement Church. The reason of it is that we don't have a nigger problem or beaner problem or Jew problem. Although I will admit they are a problem, we have a wigger problem. And until you realize that, you're going to go ahead and be chasing, not after the, you're going to be chasing after the twig of the matter, not the root. Thing about it is that if you don't know what's going on, you're going to go ahead and end up dying in ignorance. It looks like old Liar Shill is here. Anyway, Liar Shill tried to go ahead and get on Olba Genderbendering Pisser's Poofter Possum and told old Olba Genderbendering Pisser's Poofter Possum that it was Liar Swill, and old Gendering Pisser's Poofter Possum knew it wasn't me, but pretended it was here because he didn't want to go ahead and deal with old Liar Swill. it's hilarious here that, even these people go ahead and treat even their so-called buddies, like that here. if you've ever been in Granby or something like that and seeing how the drunks treat each other, I mean, pretty well they're always screwing each other around. Well, same thing with Liar Bill and the rest of these people. So, I'm like Marty and his Trigger Light Antics here. Look, Liar Bill. You'd be there on the Liar Bill, on the Jerry Springer show. And what happens is people be laughing their heads off of me. And Liar Bill, he'd just be sitting like a total tard. If you want to see what old Liar Bill's screen presence is, go ahead and look at Gangland number season 5, episode 2, Clan of Killers. Although I call it Clan of Mamsers, because Liar Bill was really, he was the fattest, but lightest one there. I think they went ahead and had him there because, essentially, without Liar Bill, it would look like just, Ron Edwards and Clan of Mamsers. And you got to wonder, old Ron Edwards, from my gather, he and his girlfriend's going to prison. You got to wonder if old Liar Bill went ahead and dropped a dime on him. But anyway, Liar Bill... call me Toshiba number 2. You're usually better off not talking about that because Liar Bill, I've gone ahead and worked real hard in printing out him up at an ordination, and it's been a year now, Liar Bill, since you came down, hasn't it? Well, Liar Bill, he ran off. Well, he would. It's been a year since Liar Bill ran off, and he was begging and begging and begging to be ordained. For sure, okay, whatever, we'll ordain you. And, people say, well, man, you don't really know old Liar Bill. I said, well, no, I really don't. But he has a little blog that looks like he knows something about Christian Advance. Yeah, I went ahead and seen him, and Liar Bill was an idiot, of course. But at least, you know, I thought Liar Bill, well, if he's an idiot, he won't go ahead and come up with any new heresies or new crap here, and that'd be the good thing. But essentially, Liar Bill, on a good day, might have an 85 IQ, and he listens, and he stores up stuff like a sponge. And you'll see that Clan of Mamzers, if you go ahead and look at it. I wouldn't pay $25 for it or nothing. But go ahead and look at Clan of Mamzers, and you'll see if you can't go ahead and get it on the Hitler channel, or, you know, maybe you can spend $25, or maybe go ahead and look at it. Usually they used to have it on a Wednesday night, well, Thursday or so, which usually, you know, but then again, you go ahead and you look, and go ahead and do a schedule. Go ahead and do a schedule check here to see where you're going to go ahead and see Clan of Killers / Clan of Mamzers. And what you do is you set your VCR, or nowadays your DVD, to record. And essentially, you'll have Liar Bill just sitting there like, you know, dumb. But he goes ahead and he sits up. He goes ahead and he sits. He pays close attention. But what he'll do is he'll go ahead and come up with a lie, a rather delusional lie. And first time, he'll know he's lying. Second time, he might know he's lying. Third time, it's pretty well slipped his little mind. He's repeating the same old stupid lies again, 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 again. Now, they made this critter, the Legion of Saints state leader, you know, and also state leader for the Molts and Gullets. And the answer is, yeah, they made this clown, who was obviously an agent provocateur and a Zogbot and informant for the Molts and Gullets. So what does that tell you about internal security? The answer is there is no internal security with the Molts and Gullets. They want stupid Wiggers to go ahead and go to prison, and they don't really care. It's a Zog false front. It's paid for by the SPLC and the ADL. But the fact of the matter is, they're making a big thing about how I got kicked out of moral school at the church. And the answer is, sure I did. I sure did. I got kicked out for advocating what I'd advocated. You know, advocated for about, oh, let me see, 2005, about 8 or 9 years previously. And I think I told you that last week Stephen J. Cannell died, and he had a book called The Devil's Workshop. He had this thing called The Devil's Workshop, and I think I was the model for the, you know, for the Reverend Colonel Fannin Kincaid. And it's The Devil's Workshop by Stephen J. Cannell. And it was printed in 1999. So I don't know if it's still in print or not, but it's hilarious. It was hilarious. You know, this can be, well, Ma Dick X here. You know, how's Leroy Tyrone treating you, Ma Dick X? You know, I mean, if you go ahead and chase Liar Bill, you won't be able to run very fast. And what happens is you'll have pretty well courtesy of one-stop shopping for breakfast, supper, you know, well, breakfast, dinner, and supper, and breakfast and dinner, maybe supper if you're frugal and eat all of Liar Bill's parts. What happens is you'll have enough for, you know, munching on a good-sized tribe of nigglets here if you go ahead and corner and catch old Liar Bill, okay? Ma Dick. Anyway, a lot of people wonder, well, what did you get up with all this invective? And the fact of the matter is I've been recycling it since 1995. It's 100%, most of the time I'm talking 100% recycled invective. But I come up with a new one here. You know, I went ahead and used it on Breckenridge Elkins over Stumbling. I went ahead and used it on Bill Fink. And the answer of it is when you have what's called big tent white nationalism or big tent Christianity, you'll find out that big tent is really more of a big top, and you end up being the ringmaster for a bunch of ass clowns. That's what ends up happening here. You go ahead and you end up being ringmaster for a bunch of ass clowns. And these people are just like Liar Bill. They're Zogbots, they're fools, they're criminals who haven't learned anything from their criminality. Now, essentially, in many cases, they go ahead and do that because they want to go ahead and send fools to prison. They want to go ahead and find some young fools to go ahead and send to prison. So sooner or later, if you have any sense, you go ahead and you stay away from these people because, you know, I mean, what does it have? Now, in the case of Bill, the best thing to do, if you go ahead and like his material, go ahead and download it from his webpage. You might go ahead and download it from a library computer or whatever, you know, or a friend's computer or something. You might end up having a bunch of people go in together, and then what you do is you share peer-to-peer networks here. And that's what I think happens with a lot of my material. But, folks, I'm not coming up with any new dogma, and I have no intention of coming up with any new dogma, but rather what I am is I'm a political pastor of 16 years, you know, 15 on the Internet. And I've learned quite a bit of stuff here. And the way Christian identity is located, where it's 99.99999%, when I go ahead and fight with these tards, you know, I'm fighting with less than a half dozen tards. You end up having these characters like Bama Man, and you end up having this Ice Mamzer or whatever here, claims he's from Iceland. I greatly doubt he's from Iceland. Generally, most people from overseas have better things to do than go to some little neo-Nazi site way in America. Chances are he's a little Mamzer or Jew or whatever, pretending to be a, you know, the blondest of the blonde. But you're not going to see a picture of him. Any more than you're going to see one of the Sword Mamzer. Now, I might go ahead and show old Sword Mamzer's been making threats, and pretty well, you know, that way go ahead and get the people who know his real name and where he really lives to go ahead and tell me. And the old Sword Mamzer will be pretty well scared of old Sword Mamzer. From my Gary, I hear that he is sort of scared about me, but he doesn't know what to do here. And he's got to go ahead one day, he's got to go ahead and lick up to me, and the next day he's got to go ahead and kick me. So now it's time to go ahead and kick me. But the fact of the matter is it looks Sword Mamzer, I mean, the problem, the reason you don't act consistently is because you're not able to act consistently. You're suffering from Peter Duncan, you know, you're suffering from Peter Duncan, i.e. schizophrenia. And what happens is one time, I mean, Mamzers and the Small Satan are either at the white man's feet or at the white man's throat. And when they're at the white man's feet, it's because they know the white man doesn't need them. And if the white man decides he's had enough of them, they die. But when they think that, hey, they're under on the upper hand, they're at the white man's throat. That's the way Sword Mamzer is. He just doesn't know how to go ahead and behave. Well, old Sword Mamzer wants to go ahead and be, you know, a pig here. He wanted to be a pig either in Springfield, Missouri. He wanted to be a pig in Gulfport or wherever. And he couldn't really make up his mind. And essentially, he's a 24, 25-year-old little Mamzer living with his daddy. I guess mommy ran off here. Maybe she was a blonde or a bottle blonde. And she had better things to do. He went ahead and squeezed out a little Sword Mamzer, and what happens is that Sword Mamzer's father, you know, figures out that's probably the only little squirt he's ever going to have that takes hold. So essentially he lives with Daddy, and he's flunked out of ROTC when he was in college, and he wants to be a pig real bad, and, you know, look, Sword Man, he's playing it, little being a black belt. Like the matter is that, shoot, all the sort of urban skinhead wigger or Mamzer shit, which does not play well with genuine dual-seed like Christian people like myself, you know, from the South, from the Midwest, from the West. And like I pointed out, there's quite a few flavors. There's some regional flavors of Christian identity. There's the Ozarks flavor, and I'm on the edge of the Ozarks. And there is the Western flavor, like my friend Pastor John Britton does. And all of a sudden, in the last year or so, I found out that there's, quote, Eastern flavor, like Eli James and, Bill Fink and 5-5 Faber play at. But the thing about it is it's not really something that has any hold over the vast majority of them. In fact, what happens is I have within 30 miles of me in Newton and McDonald and wherever, end up having, you know, probably far more, you know, one seed like Christian identity people than live in all of New York. or New Jersey. Now, well, that's not exactly the case here. I've been in upstate New York. I actually went ahead and delivered a load of something or another in Saratoga Springs. I forget what it was. Essentially, New York, upper state New York looks a lot like northern Arkansas. It has different trees. It looks a lot like the rest of the stuff. But in any case, it looks like northern, you know, I mean, in fact here. But what happens is that the white people of New York State have been under the rule of the Jews and the rest so much to where they're more fucked up. And they're more beat down than shoot, even these freaking Arkansasoyers, and they're pretty well beat down, too. But I'm quite sure your average New Yorker goes ahead and looks down on an Arkansasoyer, but I don't see why. Because in many cases, in terms of actual poverty, I mean, at this little, you know, at this little Saratoga Springs here, it used to be a bigger place here than the main Saratoga or wherever they have the racing thing. I mean, pretty well, I've seen a bunch of big old wooden houses that hadn't been painted, it looked, for about 20 years or so. And I've seen a lot of fat, you know, fat white Gordas. Didn't see any beaters, but essentially I've seen rural poverty, you know, in the Saratoga place here. And it was, you know, I mean, it was pretty, you know, I mean, it wasn't my idea of New York here. But the thing about it is when you drive a truck, you get to see America as it really is. Now, most of the time you get to see, you know, you see it from the interstate. But usually the last 20 or 30 miles, in many cases, you go ahead and you get to see it from the two-way. So as a result, you go ahead and you see America like it really is. And I did get to see rural upstate New York, and I got to, I mean, it's a beautiful country. It really is a beautiful country. It's sort of like a hardwood, well-rained, you know, better-rained Northwest, really. It really is. It's beautiful country in upstate New York. Okay? Well, I mean, I drove a truck steady for 2 years and a quarter. 1988 to 1991. And, well, that's what they're going to go ahead and say. And, shoot, if Mike Delaney is getting an off job, I'm not going to go ahead and have a bad, you know, bad time with him. In many cases, you know, some of these people grow up, but a lot of times they're just criminals. And they're never going to be anything more than criminals. And essentially, once you're a criminal, you end up, you know, being, you know, caught by these people. There was this Obadiah, not the gender-bending pisser's poopster possum. You know, essentially, the guy was a criminal. And one of the people who I was on chat said that, you know, before he went ahead and got sent back to prison, he was saying that prison was the best thing that happened to him. And these people end up getting institutionalized to where they can't. I mean, essentially, their daddy was a criminal, and their grandpa was a criminal. And essentially, you end up having the same thing here, just like you have, you know, two or three and four generation child molesters here. You end up having weak people who don't amount to anything, who are not going to go ahead and amount to anything, and they end up essentially going with the flow because they're weak. And this Charles Thorne or whatever here, I mean, he sounds like another criminal. Liar Bill, you know, just sounds like a total tard who in real life will essentially be just a little, you know, little character who's going ahead and receiving a little Social Security disability check or a crazy check or whatever. And he wouldn't go ahead and mount something here. Same way with Jeremy Visser. From what I gather, when he was 10 years old, he was acting up just like a little man's or will. Now, people are asking, well, what is up with Visser and his little, you know, whatchamacallit, and this guy named J.A. Whiteman, he went ahead, and I'm looking at this thing, and he said, let me go ahead and read what he wrote. So, and pretty well what this, you know, picture came up here is that, you know, Visser, you know, people claim that Visser had been, you know, hacked, and he wasn't hacked because he was at so many places. And like this one here, I went ahead and said, what did he say? He go in and he write Elmer's glue works best here. And he didn't only do it He did it on Stumbling. He did it on Beer Barrel. He even did it over on Aryan Front. But what gets me is that you have this picture of Will Visser looking rather suntanned. He looks like sort of like a dark, he sort of looks like something from the island of Dr. Moreau here, which went ahead and showed that up. Carrara, you know, Mia Carrara here, who's a good looking little, spick-ass here. And I think I had Michael York or something like that, the island of Dr. Moreau. And pretty well that's what Visser looks like. He looks like the, you know, he looks like, you know, the, Dr. Mamser here, and he's looking away. You have a little blonde, dark-haired, you know, girl going ahead and says, nothing without you. And, you know, since he went ahead and did this, Elmer's Glue works perfectly. I went ahead and, put Fixes Little Pussies Perfectly. Now, Visser has done this crap before. Four weeks and a day ago, he went ahead and disappeared. Well, he did the same thing. He disappeared for exactly 4 weeks from April 23rd to May 21st. And then he went ahead and showed back up again. But this time he's pretty well just deleted everything. But, you know, this guy says, I keep coming back to this pic you posted, Pastor Visser. I can't get over how tortured he looks. It reminds me of that guy and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What's that Mamser's name? The one they got that whore to sneak in and fuck who later hung himself? And I think it was Jack Nicholson. That's what I think he's thinking of. Anyway, he looks like he's ready to cry or commit suicide. The kids look to be, you know, like to be in immediate danger to me. I suspect far worse danger than any kid would be who lived with Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Liston. I can't believe all the shit Pastor Visser spread about, you know, PMLDL. And the fact of the matter is that, shoot, in many cases, what these criminals do is being criminals. Sort of like this Gordon Young. What happens is that being criminals, even if they go ahead and escape, they assume that everybody else is guilty. And the reason they assume everybody else is guilty is because they are guilty themselves. I have the feeling that everything he accused Martin of, he himself was tortured by. What a pathetic wimp he seems to be. Maybe Judas Day could fluff him up before his next picture-taking session. And, you know, let's talk about this Jew on Stumblehead who sort of likes Visser because Visser's a pothead. The thing about it is that Visser does indeed look like he's tortured and he's guilty. He looks sort of like the, little man-beasts in the island of Dr., you know, Moreau, who are looking sort of guilty because they know they've gone ahead and violated the law. And the thing about it is, here's Visser, he's going to go ahead and get on 10-10-10 here. And I haven't been invited to that. But I haven't asked to be invited to it. And the reason of it is that probably if I did go ahead and ask, I wouldn't be taken here. And they like Visser, and they like Sci-Fi Faber, and they like these critters better than, you know, then they have any liking for me. So in many cases, shoot, you don't go ahead and ask for something you're not going to get. So I imagine they'd be really pleased for me to ask and for me to go ahead and be refused. So anyway, I'm going to have a show on 10-10-10, and I'm going to go ahead and listen to their show because in many cases I don't altogether trust these people at all. But what happens as a result of chimping out, you end up learning quite a bit of stuff. Like with this Charles Thorne. He knows all about Liar Bill. He knows everything about Liar Bill. But does it matter to him? No. Does it matter to him? No, it don't matter to him. So, you know, looking at this here, you end up having these people, and they end up, giving a little con story. And, none of them have gone ahead and not come clean, or they've not been in with the law or whatever here, and they come up with this stupid crap. In fact, the matter is that why should anybody believe it here? I mean, the law of Yahweh is pretty well plain. Now, what gets me is that, as in four, criminals assume that you are guilty of whatever they accused you of, and I end up hearing the same stupid crap that I end up hearing from Pisser and the Longer. what happens? He must be, he went ahead and, Martin was, Lindsay's playing insane or something like that. And the fact of the matter is that what I did is I just simply showed nothing but defiance and nothing but contempt. And essentially, I wasn't going to be railroaded. Or I was going to go ahead and, destroy the railroad. But you end up having these characters, and one of them came up with a stupid crap about how I advocated the rape of non-whites. And the answer of it is that, no, I didn't advocate the rape of non-whites. But on the other hand, I'm not going to go ahead and give a hard time to anybody who doesn't like these people. So, you end up having old Victor Switzer, and essentially I don't think he's on my side, but don't really matter. Because, look, Victor, you go ahead, you hang out with these people, you're hanging out with criminals. You're hanging out with people who 99.9999999% of normal Christianity people out here in the heartland don't want anything to do with. And as a result, you're judged by the company you keep. In any case, he goes ahead and I end up having this crap from old Sword Mams or something like that, and he's going to go ahead and fight me or something like that. The thing about it is that I end up having the same, thing with old Sword Mams. Essentially, what boiled down to is, okay, Sword Mamser, you're so tough. What's your real name? Where do you really live? And Sword Mamser said, would you like James go ahead and let me in if I was a Mamser? And the answer, I got to say, is that, yeah, Eli James would let you in if you're a Mamser. Eli James doesn't seem to care. None of them seem to care. What they want is that I don't know what the hell they're thinking about. Because if you end up being surrounded by criminals and retards and Zogbots and the rest of these people, normal people are going to go ahead and assume that you're a Zogbot as well. Playing your own little game. Because guess what? Zog has you by the nuts here because you used to be convicted of something. And if you end up going ahead and rocking the boat, you'll go back to prison. You don't want that. So, folks, in many cases, Bill Fink has treated me rightly here, at least so far. Now, I've gone ahead and seen a change in the forum, thing here. But essentially what boiled down, when I went ahead and wrote Bill Fink way back in March, what boiled down to is, look, Bill, you went ahead and gave me a subforum. I said that, hey, I can say whatever I want to on it. I guess within reason. But here you end up having Matt Twatt screaming about how he's going to go ahead and kick out Pastor John Britton. And essentially you'd end up having him and Judas the Juice, another little mamzer who showed up, and he wants to go ahead and censor people. And you would have them, along with Oba Dorker, Oba Gender Bender Pisser Pufter Possum, come in and try to go ahead and lure John Britton and myself up to the main forum. And you end up having old Matt Twat Zogbot threaten to go ahead and first ban John Britton and then me. And here I was saying, hey, look, folks, get out of the main forum, get out of the trap, get out of, where they're trying to lure you. And pretty well go to my subforum. Because then if I end up going ahead and getting banned, and you guys getting banned on my own subforum, pretty well that will tell, what side Bill Fink's on. And pretty well I called Bill Fink, in the morning. He said, well, what happens is that, don't go ahead and rub it in, but I'll go ahead and call old Matt Twat Zogbot. And tell him to go ahead and back off. And then Matt Twat Zogbot was whining, oh, you win, Marty, you win again, why? And essentially, I went for about, a month or two without posting anything at all, a couple months without posting anything. But guess what? You end up having, here comes this Charles Thorne, he's whining and pissing him off, he starts to shit. And then you end up having old Matt Twat Zogbot causing the crap. Now, does old Matt Twat Zogbot know that he can go ahead and get away with this shit and do whatever the hell he wants to? And the answer is probably. Probably. So in any case, you end up having Sword Mamzer and the rest, and essentially, they're a bunch of cowards. They don't even show their face. Now, while I got little Sword Mamzer showed his face, you see something that looks a lot like a Puerto Rican. And pretty well, I mean, there's been people both to him on chat. He sounds just like old, what the heck was it? Arnold Schwarzenegger playing a total machine alien. I'll be back. What happens is I cannot go ahead and talk in an emotional voice here because what happens is that Spock the Jew and William Shatner the Jew told me that little Mamzer should not go ahead and exchange white man's emotions because we don't understand that. So I'll be back. And the thing about it is that the man doesn't, I mean, he has a weird sort of, people said he's feminine here, but, he sounds like he's trying his best not to go ahead and show what's going on. Now, with old Sword Mamzer, him and me had Genesis 3:15 enmity from day one. And the thing about it is I caught the little bastard in a lie. He was saying that Felix Dzerzhinsky was a Jew, and then I went ahead and looked back, and essentially, that isn't what Wikipedia said. So old Sword Mamzer said, well, Wikipedia used to say that. No, it didn't. Wikipedia never said that. Now, I admitted that old Felix Dzerzhinsky, it was Lenin's policeman. He liked that Jew's pussy, but actually he was, from Polish-Lithuanian nobility. So as a result, number nine, I wish you'd go ahead and talk in English, but, shoot. Might be Sword Mamzer going ahead and talking to Wappies here and saying the old Linstead sucks, y'all, donkey dick or something like that. You never know. Anyway, I'm just going ahead and looking. And, the thing about it is that what I'm going to do is indeed, it's the same thing I've done. I've gone ahead and saved it. Guest number nine. I think I'm going to go ahead and try to ban his worthless ass. Okay. Anyway, the thing about it is that I'm looking at this stuff here. Anyway, is it? Well, shoot, maybe I shouldn't have gone ahead and banned guest number nine, but, shoot. He logged on as guest number 12 here and behaved himself a little bit here. Look, Frank Wigger. If I see too much silliness and I don't have anything else to do, I just go ahead and just click him off here. Maybe if number nine, behaves himself here, I'll unclick him here. He can go ahead and, log in again as guest number 11 or 12 or something like that. Anyway, where was I? Okay, well, you have guest number 12. Maybe you have another one here. Okay, Ben Hammer and Linstead. Oh, okay. Is Russ Walker former intellectual that's off his meds? Well, the thing about it is that, shoot, folks, I was forced to take meds, and, shoot. If old Russ Walker is able to get off his meds here, I mean, more power to him, okay? All right? Okay. So... Some of you guys are sort of cruel too. We're talking about drugs who are cruel here. Some of you guys are sort of cruel too. But where was I? anyway, you see, I'm just going ahead doing the Gene Scott thing here. I mean, I've been on for about an hour or so, and I didn't know if I was going to have a show, but. Essentially, you got to go ahead and laugh about the little clown show that's going on at Fink's here. And the fact of the matter is that, shoot, you guys go ahead and show. I mean, I got to wonder about Galette. See, Galette isn't the one causing the trouble. His little tars or his little clowns are causing trouble. He calls himself, I'm this or that. And the thing about it is, you end up having critters like little Sword Mamzer and the rest, you know, Matt Twat Zogbot. And essentially, as they look at it, as criminals, retards, and idiots that nobody in real life would have anything to do with it, they believe that Pastor Butler, you know, the Pastor Butler's bringing this sort of vermin into the church to where they get to go ahead and run the clown show, ought to be the way. And in case you end up having Zog, who likes, you know, having, you know, new names and having updated files and picture files. You see these little rallies? All they do is just show what clowns you are. They don't go ahead and bring anybody to Christian Identity. If you go ahead and get on, you know, the Mumps and Goats forum here, and it's closed. And it's largely closed because of people like me spying on them. And the answer is that, shoot, they end up having a choice. They can be sort of like Oba Dorker, Oba Gender Bendering Pisser's Poofter Possum, who has all four members. Could have been five, but, you know, wouldn't let Lyra Bell get back on. And she, you know, knew that it was Lyra Bell, knew it wasn't me, because how in the world do you go ahead and infiltrate, you know, someplace that only has three members? And the answer is you can't. Oba Gender Bender and Pisser's Supposed to be Possible is pretending that everybody wants to go ahead and join this forum. And, oh, it's number five, it's number four, it's number three, it's number whatever. And the answer to that is no, it's not. But, you know, I got to give Old Gender Bendering Pisser's Poofter Possum credit for being the smartest, you know, smartest little pretend Christian Identity character that ever showed up here. Thing about it is, though, go ahead and you see these clowns. And they don't seem to understand is that they're not fooling anybody. They're not fooling anybody. You know, well, I don't care. I mean, I'm not on Wickstrom's forum. I'm not on Wickstrom's forum because, you know, shoot, Wickstrom don't amount to nothing anymore. You know what I mean? Oh, well, I got somebody here. I got somebody here trying to go ahead and raise me via Skype on the other computer. But, I don't know. So I'm not going to worry about it. It's even number two. Anyway. No, he's a, you know, where was I? Well, El Duce's granddaughter is a hot-looking wop, as long as they're sort of young. But, you know, I'll go ahead and look at the images later, just number eight, okay? I was hoping that you'd end up having somebody, like, on Sunday's show, and I will do Sunday's show. It'll be 10-10-10, I guess. And, it'll be 10-10-10. I'll have my own 10-10-10 show, okay? But, just like I have another show. I mean, you see, unlike Visser, you know, and a bunch of these other people, I don't have to worry about what I say. The reason I don't have to worry about what I say is because I tell the truth as I see fit. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm not a liar. And that's what got me a little sword mamzer. I mean, our mutual Genesis 3:15, you know, Judar were going off on each other. He hated me, and I hated him. And I went ahead and caught the liar, you know, bastard in a lie. And, you know, folks, when you're a young Jew or something like that, I mean, young Jews don't seem to realize. Young Jews or Mamzers or even Uyghurs don't seem to realize. But the fact of the matter is, if you end up having to go ahead and tell a lie in order to do what you think win the debate, you've lost the debate and you've lost the entire war, because once you get caught lying, nobody believes a damn thing you say. So, essentially, like Sword Mamzer coming up with this crap about Felix Dzerzhinsky being a Jew, well, Sword Mamzer is actually smarter than Visser. So he went ahead and tried to cover the lie with saying Wikipedia went ahead and changed it. No, it didn't. You got caught out in line. You're covering your little fork, you know, bifurcated tail, Jew boy. Who the hell do you think you're kidding? The old Matt Twat, Zogbot, was coming in here. He was playing like, I just want, can't we all just get along, Mr. Politician? And what happens? He struck me as a little wannabe Bill Clinton coming in. Matt Twat, Zogbot, though, nowadays sounds a lot like Clint Downey. And, you know, essentially, you know, Clinton Downey has found out over the years that unless I can go ahead and be banned, Clinton is going to go ahead and get the worst of it, regardless. Clinton is always going to get the worst of it. The reason she's going to get the worst of it is because, shit, she don't belong. You know what I mean? No more Lord Lindsay. Oh, well, I think we have us a pisser possum here, guest number 14. No more Martin Lindsay. I'm going to have to go ahead and do another No More Martin Lindsay, Martian Lindsay, okay? Go ahead and do another one of them here because I want to go ahead and save it to, I want to go ahead and save it to that here, you know what I mean? Doing a few PPSs today, Marty? Well, hey. Oh, by the way, a lot of these Mamsers, they think a lot here. I've been called Martian quite a bit. Old Judas Knapp, who I brought into Libertoons, called me his favorite Martian. So, I mean, none of this shit's new. No, this freaking shit isn't new at all. Look, guest number 14, why don't you go ahead and do another No More, folks, let the little pisser possum do No More Martian Linseed, okay? Okay? So I can go ahead and do it here. Well, the thing about it is that, shoot, I mean, that's all pisser and rest of these can do, is to go ahead and claim, that, oh, I'm a child molester, and then, oh, John Britton is drunken Johnny Tonto or whatever here. And then they go ahead and they whine when I want to make these criminals eat their nuts. You know, the fact of the matter is, you run your mouth, and you go ahead and show you to be an enemy here. Yeah, I'm not going to go ahead and go after, this is what Bama Mams just couldn't seem to understand, is that, look, criminals, you're caught. And there's no sense in having you alive. Folks, what I'm advocating is the death in this great tribulation of 150 million Wiggers and 140 million Muds. And I go ahead and explain that 10,000 warlords, over 10 million white people, we can't afford all these criminals. The only way we can go ahead is to let nature take its course. And the purpose of the torture is to go ahead and have whatever white people live, have them take care of their criminals here. The thing about it is, you end up having a bunch of crooked judges who went ahead and deliberately destroyed my family. So as a result, if I go ahead and shoot, even if your great-grandfather was a social worker, you die. I don't care if you're a 2 or 3 year old, you die unless you end up having something to give here. Now, in the in the law of Yahweh, essentially when you end up having a civil war, in most cases you end up destroying all of them. Why don't you read about the story in Judges about the tribe of Benjamin? They destroyed 2 and 3 year old baby girls who lived in the cities. The only ones who survived were 600 fighting men who managed to go ahead and make it to broken ground. And then what they did, in order to go ahead and bring them wives, they went ahead and destroyed the men of this particular town and took their virgin women and gave them as wives. And then they went ahead and allowed them to do kidnapping. You see, Yahweh don't fuck around. If you go ahead and you support the regime, and that's what happened with the Benjamites here. Now, Bill Fink, he wants to go ahead and blame Jews for all this shit here. And the thing about it is that the Jews would not have any control if it wasn't for bad Wiggers doing bad shit. I'm going to go ahead and say that here, you know what I mean? So, anyway. Guest number 14, you're not really interesting here. So, but anyway, what happens, we'll probably go ahead and, pull a little wire bill to Clueless. The thing about it is, in many cases, What happens is Gillette, he wasn't responsible. He goes ahead and he gets a 23-year-old kid in prison, and he goes ahead and pretends that, he's a man of God. Well, did Yahweh really tell Gillette to go ahead and put some, poor 23-year-old kid in prison because of the stupid shit? The answer is no. Didn't happen. Gillette, from what I gather, Gillette can't seem to go ahead and essentially control himself. He can't control his own little habits, his own little need for cocaine or whatever. His own wish not to go ahead and work for a living. And as a result, you end up having a screw-up like you ended up having with this poor 23-year-old kid going to prison. And there are some people worried. They said, shoot, Gillette got a plea bargain. Gillette is going back playing Christian Identity again. He's not controlling these criminals. And you guys end up here. In fact, what happens to Gillette by now, and so is this Charles Thorne, they know about Liar Bill, and yet they go ahead and keep him as a Missouri state contact, a known agent and provocateur, a known informant. Why in the world would you have a known agent provocateur and a known informant unless precisely your entire organization is nothing more than one of agent provocateurs and informants? Folks, if you really do believe in the Great Tribulation, if you really do believe in Armageddon, you really do believe, essentially things are going to go ahead and fall apart, I'm the one who's going ahead and saying that. But what you end up having is that if you end up believing that essentially Christian Identity ought to go ahead and have all these informants, all these police informants, and all these criminals, like Butler did it, and essentially, pretty well what Butler did was the wrong thing to do, but it turned out to be the right thing for Christian Identity because it went ahead and all these disgusted people who did not want to go ahead and have anything to do with criminals essentially went ahead and found something else for them to do, and they went ahead and formed their own little small churches. And there is nothing left from the line of Butler. What happens is that the Monks and Goats. Why, they're somehow descended from August Christ. And you end up having Donald David Duck Swain from New York come back. And essentially, here he is yapping, there's no real Aryan Nations. Well, guess what? Once he has a place to go ahead and join to where he can claim to be Aryan Nations, well, guess what? He thinks there's an Aryan Nations. Essentially, with the Monks and Goats, you end up having just a bunch of criminals. Same way with the Visser. Same way with the rest of the stuff. And where did Visser come from? Answer? Visser just went ahead and showed up somewhere as pretty well a criminal. I used to go ahead and tell me that he was hiding for 6 years after he killed a man. Well, look, Pisser Possum, you can't seem to stay in hiding for more than what? 4 weeks and a day before you come back? I mean, this is criminal behavior. This is typical criminal behavior. What happens is you're sort of scared and you take down everything. Folks, if you ended up being a poster here who thought Visser was a wonderful character here and he was a great man and all this sort of stupid crap like Oba Dorker, Oba Genderbender and Pisser Pussy Possum, essentially guess what? About the only way your posts are still alive is on my forums because I went ahead and saved them. They're just gone. And did Visser go ahead and ask you or give you notice? No. You did Sci-Fi Faber way back last March of 2009. He got mad. He got mad because old Boob Rice crit shitter, who was obviously a freaking Guido, who Donald David Duck Swain went ahead and sold his Aryan front to. He didn't much care for us Christian Day. He called us a bunch of a bunch of retards and a bunch of fighting criminals. He's somewhat right. He called us a scruffy tribe who fought. And as a papist Guido hybrid nigger, he didn't much care for us. But here he was spying on us. Essentially, he called a little sci-fi paper. He calls them sci-fi. Well, sci-fi has a fit, and guess what? He wants to go ahead and nuke Aryan Fort. I own this forum. I said, why do you want to do that? And I was appalled by Jay Faber doing this. Why? Because Jay Faber, let me see. Okay, Jay Faber, well, the thing about it is, you end up posting anything at Visser's Forum, you end up posting anything with Jay Faber, none of these people give a crap for, you know, the fools and tards to go ahead and have anything to do with them. What happens is that Visser's best buddy is a guy named Brian Wright, that may not be his real name. Some people have been gone ahead and doing some searching and finding out that that may not be his real name. And the thing about it is that, you know, I mean, it may be some, you know, some other name. But, you know, what's amazing is that when you try to go ahead and find out where Brian Wright's actual street address is, you can't. You know, I did a better job with a free search than I did with, than what John Britton did, spend about $100 here on for a part-time private investigator. You know, I mean, just trying to go ahead and get, go ahead and do a couple hours work for $100. It's pretty good money if you can go ahead and get it. I mean, you're not talking about Barnaby Jones or Magnum PI or anything like that. Just somebody who goes ahead and looks up the court records or something like that. And guess what? Can't find Brian Wright's, address here. Now, in the case of Visser, what happens is that when he left a month ago, you went ahead and did a search of Jeremy John Visser. And guess what? You know, had all the places he lived, including Brooks, Georgia, and then it said he lived in Federal Way, Washington. So what I'm thinking, the same thing happened in 2009. You know, they used to tell me about is that, you know, essentially the Georgia, you know, Child Protective Service was nosing around. And I have no idea. Maybe Visser, he looks tortured, and maybe he'll end up losing his children. I don't know. Maybe he had to go ahead and run. You know, unlike me, who went ahead and faced him here, why, he maybe had to run. And maybe he ain't back in Brooks, Georgia. Maybe he's having his little brother Fruit Loop or Ron or whoever, you know, take care of his little thing. Because guess what? There's no forum left. There's just a stripped-off page here. That's all there is. And you're going to go ahead and have these people represent Christian identity and say, well, Maury's a chomo, Maury's a chomo, Maury's a chomo. I don't feel sorry for Visser. Don't feel sorry for this at all. I don't feel sorry for any of these criminals. Because for all practical purposes, I wouldn't let children go ahead and go around these characters. These characters are creeps. These characters have no morals, no decency, no honor. Hell, you end up having these people here, probably niggers or something like that, going ahead and showing, you know, coming up with a fancy name, like Sword Brethren. Essentially, you know, what is it? Some little mams are here who got kicked out of ROTC. What sort of character is that? You know, that's what Sword Mams are doing. Well, I'm not going to give you a name here. If you go up to Ohio here, I might tell it to you then. Well, why should I go to Ohio to fight with some 24-year-old mamser, you know, when I'm 52-year-old, got a bad hip? I mean, why should I do stupid shit like that? I might very well get my ass kicked. Why would I go all the way to freaking Ohio to fight with mamsers in Ohio? I mean, there's niggers in Kansas City I can fight with if I want, and there's shoot some in Springfield if I want to go ahead and fight with them. Tell me the best thing to do is have nothing to do with them. But over the years, I've had a whole bunch of characters threaten to whip my ass here, and I tell them, well, why don't you just go ahead and come to my street address and yell and holler and scream that you're going to beat me up here, and we'll see what ends up happening. And, you know, pretty well like Liar Bill. I'm a big coward because I don't want to drive all the way to Forest, Missouri, MIGO, to fight with Liar Bill. Well, why fight with Liar Bill? I mean, you know, fact of the matter is, if you associate with, I mean, Liar Bill for like Trader Glenn Miller. I mean, anybody I see associating with Liar Bill, knowing that he's a criminal, was suspended in position of sentence here, who's gone ahead and knocked out everybody here. I mean, I assume that anybody who goes ahead and has wire bill in the organization, life is all false flocked here. You know, that's what Gillette ought to worry about, but Gillette don't seem to care. And maybe you don't here. It is a Zogwalt front. You know what I mean? Well, old Swordman used to post in that area. Oh, this was hilarious. He had this old Diablo Blanco that everybody called Diablo Nigaroo. And essentially what happens is that, shoot, I mean, he'd go ahead and say that every little stick and beaner was an Aryan or something like that here. And, now that I remember, old Swordman used to be quite at home there. It's hilarious. You know what I mean? I mean, there's nothing Aryan about the rest of them here. Just like this Iceland goofhead here. I greatly doubt he's writing from Iceland, because usually somebody overseas, usually, where they're interested, what news they're interested in, it's sort of like, let me see. What happens is I'll go ahead and look at the Neosho Daily Douche every 2 or 3 days and then save it, see what the local news that's going to affect me is about. And then sometimes I might go to the Jupiter and Glob, and then I'll go to the national news. And if I have a good deal of time, what I'll do sometimes is I'll go ahead and open up a different browser window and set it for South Dakota to go ahead and see if they're, what the rain situation is like and how the grass is growing up there. And check the local news in around Pierce, South Dakota. Folks, that's what normal people do. Now, someone in Iceland, is he going to go all the way to a remote Christian identity site in the United States? And the answer is no, they're not. So why is these characters running around? Now, in any case, the thing about it is over the years, these forums, essentially what they do is they attract the worst sort of people. And he's not from Iceland. He's the, nobody quite. Posted Pan-Aryan, and they tried to go ahead and talk about Christian identity, and it was worse than looking at the Jukes Front poster here. And what happens, Randy Krager's wife at least pretends to be Christian identity, and they had this high Christian identity priest from Florida, and it was awful. I mean, shoot, it was even worse than a one seed liner trying to go ahead and explain stuff. I mean, it was sort of like, the guy was more like a creator than he was Christian identity. And these people are awful. In any case, nobody white that I knew ever posted Pan-Aryan. That's why I was going ahead and mentioning it here, because old Swordmancer has been trying to go ahead and get in. And essentially, you end up having, like Eric Thompson and Robert Friend says, as Zog gets more and more darker, you end up having more and more niggeroos and beaneroos trying to go ahead and pass this white. That's what Swordmancer's trying to do. Probably this sword, this Iceman's a goofhead. And what happens to Banana Man? I mean, he just sounds like another little wigger. Because I went ahead and asked him, why don't you go ahead and prove your lies? Why don't you go ahead and say where I went ahead and, said this? Essentially, what I have said is, guess what? I am not going to go ahead and keep people from going ahead and having whatever revenge they want. I'm not going to do that. I mean, if you end up hating regime criminals, I mean, essentially, whatever happens to them, they end up having coming. They deserve whatever they get. But I went ahead and closed the number of posts here, because Disser has been going ahead and changing stuff here, and I was pretty well making big-time fun of Matt Twat Vlogbot. But you end up having a quote response here. No, I already went ahead and seen that. Let me see. I'll go ahead and go to the suit here. I don't know. I may end up being banned from Built Things Forum here, in which case, hey, I'll live with it. Because over the years, you end up having two choices. But you're like sperm front. You can't go ahead and control every single fuck up coming on because you have, what, 10,000 people. You have 10,000 members, and every night you end up having a whole bunch of people as guests here. How are you going to go ahead and control looking at, you know, be it anything except for, say, Obadorker's little piss, you know, Obadorker Pusser Possum's little three and four Mamser, you know, forum here where you have Liar Bill begging to let on here, and the critter won't let Liar Bill on because it wants to go ahead and pretend to be me because all pissed off at Liar Bill is with the Molts and Goats instead of with Jay Faber and the rest of these people. Unless you have, what, less than about, what, 50 members, you can't go ahead and see, you know, check every single one of them out. So you ended up having... You end up having an old banana mamser, and he was whining. When I went ahead and said, okay, banana mamser, why don't you go ahead and tell me exactly what lies you've heard so I can go ahead and answer it here. I mean, unlike this, sir, and unlike all these other tards, I keep everything that I've written up on the Internet. Now, if it's like the Pisser Possum, he goes ahead and he deletes stuff, but guess what? I usually have a hyperlink. Why don't you go ahead and tell me where I'm advocating raping non-whites? And essentially that came up with, this stupid shit came up. You know, I mean, I think it came up with Sword Mams, or it came up with Obagender Bendering Pisser's Poster Possum or something here. You know, essentially what I went ahead and said, insofar as me advocating anything, it's the Great Tribulation. My 10,000 warlords program is merely an attempt to assure you, on one hand, that there will be 150 million dead Uyghurs and 140 million dead Jews in a month. Now, what I went ahead and pointed out is I'm not going to go ahead and tell every single warlord how they fight a war to go ahead and bring a bunch of dead Mamsers and a bunch of dead Muds to be. Well, here he goes ahead and says, well, he spills it. Not again, Marty. Admits his people can do whatever they want as long as they dispose of that which can never, ever belong within our people. Well, that's true. He tries to claim he never said this, and he puts it in his mouth and repeats himself. No, I didn't claim I never said this. What I claim is that, look, Banana Mamser, why don't you go ahead and tell me what I allegedly said? And essentially, Banana Mamser couldn't. He could only go ahead and repeat maybe what the rest of these people are. But here's Bama Mamser pretending that I said something that I didn't say. And then when I do say something, he goes ahead and interprets it however he wants. And essentially he says, well, hey, if you're one of Marty's 10,000 warlords, you can do whatever the hell you want to regime criminals, to Uyghurs, to Mamsers, and the rest. And the answer is, yes, I've said that. Essentially, you get to go ahead, if you're one of my 10,000 warlords, you can go ahead and do whatever the hell you want to, as long as you can get away with it. Why in the world would you want to go ahead and be bound to go ahead and show mercy to regime criminals, to Uyghurs, to Mamsers, to Muds? Why would you want to go ahead and show mercy to the spawn of Satan? Why would you want to go ahead and show mercy to those traitors, those rich traitors who went ahead and brought the spawn of Satan and brought the non-whites among us? Why would you want to do that? Why would you even, you know, think of doing that? That's not what Yahweh's law says. Yahweh's law says that if you were on the ancient regime, I mean, if you were an ordinary criminal, you would die for your sins. If you're a regime criminal and there's a regime change, not only do you die, but your friends and your family dies as well. And anybody who goes ahead and says that good is evil and evil is good by siding with the former regime against the new revolutionary regime, they and their family and friends would die too. You see, Yahweh didn't put up with regime criminals. He didn't put up with tyrants. He didn't put up with Uyghurs. Uyghurs are the death of us all. And if we go ahead and allow Uyghurs to go ahead and do what they want to do, you know, Harold Covington says it's going to be 100 years when the last white man breathes his last. But let me tell you, it'll be like Haiti again or Santo Domingo, and we won't last 100 years. We'll be dead. We'll be dead. And I'm talking about survival. Now, folks, if you don't want to survive, you don't want to live, Get the fuck out of the room. Quit wasting my time with your stupid crap as to whether or not you think I'm a chomo and John Britton's a drunkard and what happens, you're going to go ahead and overlook all these bail priests pretending to be what they are because, A, you're a criminal who essentially wants to wind in the movement so you can get a reduction of sentence, or you're a total fucking tard. Folks, we don't need you people. We don't need you people at all. Then Banana Mamzer goes in. He calls me Bama Mamzer. I could care less. I got ass dead to rights. Excuse the expletive. But yeah, Matt Twat. No offense, Bama Mamzer, but I decided to negate any and all discussions of Marty here to the septic tank, where they belong is per my threat. Well, the thing about it is, look, Matt Twat Zogbot, I told you to flush these stupid threads because, hey, they don't look good. They make you look like tards. Essentially, what happens, then he goes in and he whines that I go ahead and post some of my response on my thread. Well, guess what? I'm the one who runs that place. If Bill Fink goes ahead and takes it away, Bill Fink's forsworn. The fact of the matter is, I don't have any use for these tards. Then you have Icelander 93. I don't know what the hell. I mean, probably Icelander 93, he's pretending to be, a 17-year-old Icelander or something like that. He ain't. Anyway, John Britton went ahead and said, Ice Mamzer couldn't let the rest of the Mamzer Taliban, i.e. Sword Mamzer, Bama Mamzer, and Mayhew Twat Zogbot outdo him, so he had to put in his two mites. Essentially, everybody knows who John Britton is. He goes ahead and, they know who he is. But you end up having all these freaking tards whining on an internet forum here. Some stupid crap here. As if they are the real things here and the people who are well known, whose faces you see. Okay. Well, Sword Mams is going to pay you a visit. I doubt it. I greatly doubt it. Thing about it is, let's say Sword Mams goes ahead and shows up. Sort of like old Lion Rock, Lion Wall. He's going to go ahead and supposedly pay the car insurance for some criminal from St. Louis. And I went ahead and pointed out and said, look, stupid criminal from St. Louis goes ahead and is part of a death for hire scheme here. And he doesn't know what he's going to see on the other side of the door. He don't know if I have a shotgun or a SKS or what. He shows up with a gun. That's automatically 15 to, 5 to 20 years to life. It's part of a little scheme, to commit a murder. You know what I mean? This shit ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? Ain't going to happen at all. So, in any case, no, I don't have pigs. I have poopy dogs. Poopy dog will eat about everything. What poopy dog don't eat goes in the compost pile. And they'll go ahead and spread over my asparagus patch. Anyway, going on, let me see. Oh, Willie Waller is going to go ahead. He has Betty Davis eyes, really. Poopy Dog got Betty Davis eyes here. I need to go ahead and get that one here. I was in the Army when it came up with Kim Carnes here. We go through basic training, and then, it pretty well lasts here. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Oh, these Germans with their little disco, they love listen to Betty Davis eyes and Foreigner and all sorts of things. Anyway, folks. I think I'm going to go ahead and have, because it's about an hour and a half, I'm not going to go ahead and have a Fidelathon. Pretty well, I wanted to go ahead and, have a little thing. Is that the Pincer Possum is back, but he's not back very much. And I think I'm going to go ahead and have a little Gorilla Girl, a little Gorilla Girl song here. That's the best I like of Covington's music. Now that I'm going to go ahead and play it here in a minute. Okay.
Like enclave attempting to secede would be surrounded by a bitterly hostile enemy and would eventually be overrun and destroyed.
Well, let's do a little bit of Covington.
A nation in North America needs to possess geographic, demographic, and economic assets in order to be viable. We need a lot of geography. There would have to be a lot of room to grow into, since we'll be taking in the remnants of white populations from the world over. The Northwest is so big that the United States simply can't occupy all of it. The Americans can't put a soldier or a cop behind every Douglas fir. A new white nation will need a coastline with deep water harbors so that all access to the country would not rely on overflying or overland travel through hostile territory. There'll have to be some kind of navy to resist blockade. Imagine what would happen if the wretched inhabitants of the enclave of Gaza were strong enough and had a navy and an air force to break the Israeli blockade. There will have to be mineral resources, sufficient arable and pasture land to grow our own food, and a sufficient infrastructure in manufacturing, energy, transportation, and so forth.
Well, I'm playing some of Harold Covington's program for about 2 weeks ago.
Eventually leave the homeland.
Folks, if you have, you know, if you have a time, if you have a chance, go ahead and listen to Covington's, listen to Covington's podcast.
Oh, and by the way, all of the above also applies to little 20-acre compounds as well. I went over that one just a couple of weeks ago, and I'll do you all the courtesy of assuming that after the Branch Davidian and Montana Freeman and Ed and Lorraine Brown sieges, you can all figure out why our holding up on one little piece of property is even more hopeless than our trying to take over some little town and turn it into Beaver Cleaverville. All right, second music break. Actually, I think we'll probably have more than 3 music breaks in this one because of the length of the podcast, but this is a song from the Civil War, actually from the border war between Missouri and Kansas, which is one of the bloodiest aspects of that particular conflict and one which has gotten very little in the way of media and historical attention. Anyway, it's about a girl from Missouri who falls in love with a dashing young rebel long rider. This is Kathy Barton and Dave Parra.
Focus.
Okay, folks. I like that particular song here, and I'm going to go ahead and close this. Okay, folks, I don't know whether, the thing about it is I haven't gone ahead and looked here. He might very well be up in Fairway, Washington. You know what I mean? Oh, what happened to the court case? Well, court case against Obongo, the magical fraudulent nigger. Essentially, the federal judge is waiting to slime me, because what I did is I did obey his order, even though the order wasn't exactly lawful, and I did go ahead and show that Roxy went ahead and served these papers. And pretty well, in the case of the state of Missouri, it's 7 defendants. I presented a bill for $200 at $1 a mile and $30 service. And essentially, these people are served here. Now, every single one of them got a waiver, including Obongo, the magic monkey. But the thing about it is, it's just like all this other stuff. You've been listening to what's been going on. These fraudulent mortgages and the rest here, they're all together fraudulent. And essentially, you end up having people figuring out that, hey, there is no rule of law. So why should you go ahead and obey it? And more to the point, like I was going ahead and, going to point out for this song here. Folks, Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson lost the war for the South. The way to have gone ahead and won the war would have been to go ahead and break up into small bands like under Quantrell and like under Jesse James and like under Dave Poole or Dave Poole, I think. And essentially, what happens is that they go ahead and they form 1,000 men, and then what happens whenever the feds would come in and burn down the southern place, you'd go ahead and you'd do just like they did to Lawrenceville, Kansas. You went ahead and you shot the man. And people are whining, well, you can't rape these, you can't rape these women. Why not? The fact of the matter is that once there's a civil war, there is no law. Other than the law of the jungle. Folks, if you go ahead and you support Zog by going ahead and paying your taxes, sooner or later you're just going to go ahead and get fucked. Our entire, Zog Babylon is determined to go ahead and destroy us as a people. So any capon who goes ahead and follows Zog shouldn't be allowed to live. It's Quiggers that caused this trouble. And the fact of the matter is that Quiggers will end up turning feral. I talked to a number of people. Essentially, the only thing that keeps them from killing pigs and killing their piece-of-shit Wigger neighbors is the fact that it's almost impossible to go ahead and kill this one pig. You either kill one or you kill them all. Okay, but what happens when things fall apart? Is there anything wrong with going ahead and essentially holding tribunals right then and there and skin alive these judges and these banksters and these lawyers who have been nothing more than parasites on them? These people need to die. And they need to die badly. They need to scream. Them and their children need to scream. And in the wars, you know, essentially I've gone ahead and pointed out, anybody who goes ahead and reads, you know, what happened to the Tribe of Benjamin, because they went ahead and, you know, covered up for some criminals who went ahead and were trying to homosexually rape this Levite, and they went ahead and murdered his, you know, concubine. Well, you can't blame it all on Jews. You can't blame it all on the sons of Belial. Because guess what? There were Uyghurs who went ahead and supported these sons of Belial, and they ended up paying the price. Their bloodline was cut off, and it needed to be. Folks, if you're a bunch of degenerates, and you're a bunch of cowards, and you're a bunch of fools playing this stuff. And by the way, your average criminal, he's not no Dillinger. He's not even no Babyface Nelson. If you went ahead and listened to Harold Covington, he was talking about Babyface Nelson. And actually, my friend John Britton says that actually his name really wasn't Nelson. He was a hybrid nigger, and he wasn't too proud of being a hybrid nigger, so he changed his name to Nelson. So essentially, old Babyface was able to go ahead and, you know, dish it out to the pigs just like they dished it out to him. And from what I gather, on his last ambush, he ended up having 17 bullets on him. He managed to go ahead and, you know, kill 3 or 4 law pigs. And folks, the thing about it is that, look, regime criminals, it's not just you who have to pay. There's no such thing as a baby traitor, an innocent baby traitor. What happens? Your son, you know, a regime criminal? Why in the world? Why in the world let the son of a regime criminal live? The only reason to go ahead and let the daughter of a regime criminal live is you make sure that you sever her bloodline by going ahead and, you know, go ahead and giving her hysterectomy or, you know, closing off her womb. But there's nothing wrong with going ahead and breeding embryos from revolutionary sires and revolutionary mothers. I'm essentially talking about a breeding experiment here. Now, for those of you who say, well, Bill Kress will return, and he'll set things to right, then, hey, don't be bitching to me here when I am trying to go ahead and pay off my warlords in a number of things, including pussy. You so-called toppers, you go ahead and whine. You sound just like old Claire the Jekyll Wolf. And I printed her little letter whining that she is not going to go ahead and, you know, she's not going to go ahead and support modern militia anymore. They're not going to go ahead and support modern militiamen. I was pointing out, well, modern militiamen was free on the internet, whereas the resistor costs money. Well, the thing about it is, they led 450 men into Lawrence, Kansas, but you didn't have 450 men. And by the way, Jesse James survived the Civil War. Jesse James didn't go ahead and die at the hands of a federal jury. He died at the hands of traitors who went ahead and shot him in the back here. I mean, here in Missouri, they have a little story, you know, saying that a dirty little coward, he shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. What happens here in Missouri, you ended up having, you know, essentially a hell of a civil war, and none of these people dared stir it up again. So essentially, Jesse James pretty well had carte blanche to go ahead and go against the banksters and the railroad people who were not well loved. I don't know whether or not he was the little, you know, he gave from the rich and gave to the poor. I don't know if he was the Florian Geyer of the Germans. And I don't know if he was the Robin Hood of the English. Or perhaps he had the reputation of being such here. And fact of the matter is, but that was a totally different age here. What happens? We live in an age of degeneracy. And folks, my grandchildren are taken away from me here. I still, you know, they're scattered. They've been turned into little Uyghurs, worthless little Uyghurs. So folks, if I want my revenge and you keep me from it here, then you must pay the price of what these regime criminals do. If you say that what these regime criminals did was in any way right, then you must go ahead and pay with your life and your family for what the regime criminals did to me. And the fact of the matter is some, you know, some criminal like this, you know, Charles Thornton or something like that, he's a criminal. He's probably a Zogbot. He's probably there to go ahead and cause trouble, and guess what? He gets little points taken off, just like Rick Spring did for spying. Why in the world should criminals be allowed? I mean, should these criminals go ahead and pretty well look to their own salvation? If they really hate Zog so much, shouldn't they just simply obey the law and essentially tell Zog that they no longer want to do this stuff here and look to themselves rather than go ahead and try, like Gillette did, to get more and more and more stupid young Whiggers put in prison with them? Don't give me this crap about how Yahweh went ahead and told Gillette, you know, looking for some Bolivian nose candy to go ahead and rob banks in, you know, Alabama. You know, just like Ray Redfern said, you know, I've known Morris since high school, and trouble follows him like a stray dog. In fact, the matter is that when Butler went ahead and kicked out Ray Redfern and Augie Christ here, and then in turn, Ray Redfern and Augie Christ supposedly kicked out Butler because they said he was senile, and Ray Redfern decided to go ahead and make up. From what I gather, he didn't go ahead and have Gillette reinstated at all. Gillette didn't Butler did not reinstate Gillette, from what I gather. Even if he did, it don't matter because, look, Gillette, you've already done something here which, you know, if it was a regular army, would lead you to a punishment battalion. You went ahead and took down a 23-year-old kid. Stupid 23-year-old kid got a prison record here. He got sent for 5 years in prison because you're stupidity, because you were drunk and dealing with another August Christ criminal named Joshua Caleb Sutter. And what happens is that, you know, Joshua Caleb Sutter, hey folks, sounds like I had another little talk shoe moment here. I'm able to go ahead and hear it on this show here, so there might be feedback. You know what I mean?
Oh boy. In any case. I don't know what to say here. I mean, I have the thing going and it's sort of screwed up. So, I don't know. I think I pretty well covered about everything. So it might be better for me to go ahead and play the Florian Geyer. And folks, okay. Folks, can you go ahead and hear this stuff here in the background? I can on my end here. Okay, let me see.
I can on my end here. Okay.
Okay, no audio. You're connected from the... No, call it out here. That's Sword Mamzer. We should be honored. Sword lets us listen a little here. Folks, can you hear the audio? Go ahead and write if you can hear the audio, okay? Can you hear the audio? Last week, last week on Sunday, what I'm going to do is when I go ahead and end the call, I'm going to go ahead and once I go ahead and disconnect the call, I'm going to go ahead and pretty well kick everybody out of the, chat room. Because last night, on Sunday's call, the show should have been up about, a half hour. Within about a half hour, 20 minutes after the show got terminated, I went ahead and hung up, and that didn't happen. And I sort of think there was somebody in the chat room who was sort of screwing things around and sort of keeping the chat room open here, probably going ahead and saying stupid shit like Linstead sucks dog dick or Marty's a chomo or some stupid shit. And as a result, it didn't go ahead and load up until the next morning. So I'm going to go ahead and, tonight when I go ahead and end the show, I'm going to go ahead and talk for about another 3 or 4 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and just kick everybody out of the chat room. And it's 11:13, so I've been talking for, about 3 hours? Folks, I think I pretty well covered everything here. In case of Jesse James, he actually went ahead and lived till what? I think 1881. He ended up living 15, 16 years after the Civil War ended. And then he was murdered by a traitor. And the reason that they didn't want to go ahead and hunt in many cases these guerrillas is that essentially they wanted to go ahead and bring everybody back into the Union. And that's the only thing Zog respects here is force. But generally it's too late for that here. Things have just gone ahead and gone to where Zog goes ahead and insists upon more and more and more. And you can have shit trumped up against you any time here. So that's why I urge people, especially 10,000 warlords, do not be seen with the little clown nest here. Around Eli James or Bill Fink or Morris Gillette or Pisser Possum or anything like that. Because what does that have to do with you living here? What does that have to do with you being Christian Identity? Now, if you find some of this stuff of use, by all means, go ahead and download it and study it. But you don't have to be part of a little tard corral or part of a little, jousting mamzers in the big tent here. In my case, folks, if you're on my forum here, by all means, I like you having you on the forum here. But most of the time, if you don't have anything to say, I just figure you didn't say anything. And I don't have any problem with you joining me over at StumbleIn or wherever else. But, folks, I've been kicked off of so many forums that I know exactly what the hell's going on. In fact, the matter is, most of these forums are Zog false front forums here. They don't like somebody who's a genuine article at all. And for whatever reason, they roam from town to town. They have nothing better to do than censor and ban people and act like ass clowns. How are you benefited by having some 17-year-old little tard go ahead and go, squeak, 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 or have a banana mamzer? Going ahead and trying to, what happens is that you're guilty of whatever sword mams you said you're guilty of. No. Look, folks, if you end up having somebody who is feeling rather vengeful to a regime criminal, don't get between him and the regime criminal victim. A regime criminal had whatever the hell he has coming to him, regardless of how much he says he's innocent here at all. Folks, why in the world, what do these criminals have? And essentially, they don't like me at all. They don't like me at all. And the reason they don't like me at all is because, guess what? We're supposed to go ahead and run things like Butler did and allow the freak show to continue
And what happened to Butler because of his foolishness? Answer, Butler lost his farm. In the last days of his last years of his life, he is surrounded by Asian provocateurs like Rick Spring and the rest of these clowns. And he was rebelled against by Augie Christ. And you end up having all these people, they come up from Augie Christ here. Well, guess what? They don't have any claim to Butler's Aryan Nations, not even if you go ahead and hire Morris Gillette. The line of Butler is severed. Because what happens is Butler, essentially, would go ahead and, you know, you'd have these criminals claiming that they got ordained by Butler, like Sci-Fi Faber. You hang around Sci-Fi Faber, you hang around Visser, and you went ahead and you spent a lot of time working on a sermon or something like that. Well, guess what? Sci-Fi Faber, you didn't care about your hard work. Just like in March. I'm going to go ahead and nuke the forum. I'm going to go ahead and nuke the forum on Aryan Front. I said, don't do that. Because Rice Shitter will just go ahead and he'll have a backup. He'll put the forum back up. And then he'll say, hey, your own so-called leaders didn't give enough crap about you. You went ahead and deleted the forum. And here's old Sci-Fi. Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Well, what happens is that what made him right, what made him agree to that wasn't the fact that he cared anything but for his so-called followers' hard work and effort. All he cared was not looking bad by going ahead and him destroying his own followers' hard work. And you're following people who don't give a crap about how hard you worked on something or another? That's what happened with Visser. Five years or a number of months, hard work from May of 2005, gone. Gone altogether, just gone. Not there no more. Not there no more. Now, Visser went ahead and promised me uncensored speech here on Piss or Cinder, and guess what? He didn't keep it. He didn't keep it at all. He got real mad at Pilgrim for not going ahead and showing up after she told old Dave that he was, whiny Dave from UK that he was a whiner. Folks, these professional tards, they have nothing to give you. They have nothing to produce. So, folks, why do you want to be in a tard corral? Why do you want to go ahead and be playing these games? Now, the fact that Matt Twatzogbot, he whined like a pussy because he started shit. And he whines like a pussy that I go ahead and answer it. In order to go ahead and keep them from changing the forum, I go ahead and lock the threads. And then what I do is I go ahead and post it on my, I go ahead and post the rest of the dialogue on my, my forums here, my forums, some Stumble In, Beer Barrel, my blog, a number of other places. Folks, these people are clowns. These people are idiots. And that's what you end up having when you end up having Big Tent, Judeo-CI. You end up having a tard corral. You end up having a clown show that produces nothing. Produces nothing but trouble. Folks, these people cause trouble, and the reason they cause trouble is because they are trouble. There's nothing good about them. Okay. Well, what happens? Looks like you have a bunch of people. Showing up. Well, the thing about it is that, Bill, people are wondering, and, the fact of the matter is, if you got to go ahead and get any translation, the old-timers who really wanted to go ahead and do it, there was this guy who lived in the 1800s named Farrar Fenton. And Farrar Fenton, he didn't altogether trust whatever these, preachers, be it Catholic or Protestant or whatever, were preaching. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to go ahead and find out what the Bible actually said. So what he did is he trained himself in Aramaic and Latin and Greek. And what he did is he created the Farrar Fenton. Well, that's what guest number 16 is saying. And then Fink doesn't really much care for Bertrand Comparé. So, what is my email? It's pastorlinstead@gmail.com. pastorlinstead@gmail.com. And in any case, the Farrar Fenton not only covered the New Testament, but covered the Old Testament as well. So, folks, if you really want to go ahead, I mean, if you're really into it, go ahead and buy you a Septuagint and go ahead and buy you a Farrar Fenton. And one thing I think I would like to do is, you know, probably see if I can't go ahead, since I think the Farrar Fenton is in the public domain, go ahead and make it as a Word file. And you people can go ahead and print up your own Farrar Fentons. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, shoot, I mean, Farrar Fenton's already done what needs to be done. Bertrand Comperey has already done what needs to be done. And Wesley Swift has already done what needs to be done. Now, let me tell you what, you know, what I do is I go ahead and use a King James perversion. Is it a good version? Perversion? No, it ain't a good perversion, but guess what? If I go ahead and quote it, everybody has a freaking King James perversion Bible. Well, they do. Used to be able to buy them for a dollar at the dollar store. Now, they were printed, you know, on pretty crappy paper. But you got to go ahead and, you know, everybody has a King James perversion. You know what I mean? So, in any case, I'm not going to go ahead and get down on Bill Fink here. You know, but I do have to wonder, is it shoot? You know what I mean? It looks like, you know, that sub-forum of mine is already being changed. And pretty well, what happens is Matt Twat Zogbot, he was whining like a pussy 6 months ago. Essentially, Bill told him, you know, to cool it here, and he whined like a pussy because guess what? He couldn't get what he wanted. He couldn't get the censors, you know, me and, you know, Pastor John Britton or anybody else. But the fact of the matter is once you start censoring anybody, now me, I will tard corral a total tard. But I'm not scared of tards. But once you start censoring somebody, essentially what you said is you cannot go ahead and stand up to what they say. You're scared of what they have to say. And once you've gone ahead and you ban somebody, then essentially you got to worry about, you know, someone like me coming on and essentially catching you out, the next lie and then the next lie and the next lie after that here. So as a result, you know, I've done this to the Missouri Libertarians. I've done this, well, I guess the Pisser Apostles. Essentially, what happens is that for all their $280 program paid for by Uncle Shlomo as part of, you know, the tithe here, essentially every time they were talking about me, they had to go ahead and, you know, hide it here, and not just to registered members, but to everybody. So essentially, toward the end, they might as well just freaking use email. And that's the same way with the Molson Goats. If you go ahead and look at them, they only have about 90 members, and they go ahead and ban some as they go ahead and find out that they're Zogbuts or Tards or whatever. Well, folks, if they go ahead and have absolute security, they're just going to end up talking to about, what, four or five major generals, a sergeant major Tard, and, you know, Liar Bill. And essentially, they're not going to go ahead and be doing anything. They're going to be revealed as just a Zog false front here. So, essentially, you have two choices here. If you have nothing to hide, then don't hide it. Go ahead and let everybody look at it. That's why I used to tell Morris Gallant here when he set up his first PHBDB, well, why have a forum? If you're just going to go ahead to where only you let trusted church members read and post, why in the world have a forum? Why at all? Are you producing anything? No. Are you teaching anything? No. Folks, my idea of a perfect thing would be to go ahead and have a Farrar Fenton in Word, you know, in Word format, and one in PDF, so people could go ahead and print out their own Farrar Fenton and their own Book of Jasher, and then if they like the Apocrypha, they could go ahead and print that out too. And essentially, you know, have people go ahead and read for themselves what to believe in. But, folks, that means that, you know, hey, you're not running a big top. You're not running a circus. You're not running big tent Christian identity. You're not going ahead and plan, well, hey, we don't like what you have to say because you fight with everybody because you're an asshole. Essentially, what you're doing is you're putting yourself in a ghetto. You're not accomplishing anything at all. Nothing. Okay? So in any case here, I'll go ahead and see what happened here. But the thing about it is the Pisser Possum, You know, well, I said, well, I don't have a problem. If you guys want to go ahead and study beyond temporary, you're welcome to do so. Okay? But I failed to see. I failed to see what going ahead and letting some character go ahead and dictate who gets to say what outside. Not only, you know, I mean, folks, if you go ahead and look at it, I just went ahead and posted one post, essentially going ahead and letting old Matt Twat Zogbot and the rest of these cards see what I said here. Essentially, I stuck on my own subforum. I stayed on the reservation. And folks, if I can't go ahead and rely, you know, upon somebody's word that, hey, guess what? There's not going to be any censorship. And guess what? You know, that's that. There's going to be censorship, and there's going to be censorship. But if you go ahead and delete the stuff here, how are you different than Disser? And how are you different, you know, from all these other tards who have gone ahead and bet? How are you different from Clint Downey? I mean, Matt Twat Zog Bot sounds a lot like Clint Downey. Whining about slanders. Well, folks, Clint and her little buddy Maggie had me kicked off my own internet service provider in Granby. And they tried again with the aid of a Jew to go ahead and get me kicked off my cable provider, and it didn't work because I went ahead and made a counter-complaint. But the fact of the matter is, shoot, censorship is not of Christian Dandy. I remember when Maggie and Clint first pulled that shit in 2000, not only on Holy War, but on another private list server, and people were in shock. How dare these cunts go ahead and silence white men? But what happens, you end up having these people who didn't belong, who just thought it was wonderful. And on the private list server, they went ahead and kicked the actual list owner off his own freaking list server. And they didn't reveal it. They didn't release it until it was time for the private list server to be renewed. And they didn't want to pay $100. So they let the list server, you know, they let the list owner back on his own list server. And his name was Rick Savage. He used to have God's Order Affirmed in Love. He used to have Lofty's Daughter and a bunch of stuff on it. It used to be a pretty good page. And folks, what happens? Old Rick simply said, hey, look, I'm not going to run this list server anymore because I'm not going to pay $100. I'm not going to let it go ahead and exist because I've seen the kind of people that got on it. Maggie and Andy and Clint Downey took it over, and they didn't turn it loose until it was time for somebody else, the list server owner, to pay for it. That is the sort of people we have in Christian Dandy. And Matt Twat Zogbot is no damn different. He comes in here, I'm Matt Twat Zogbot, I'm tough, I'm going to knock your teeth out of your throat. Look, Matt Twat Zogbot, you showed up and you pulled that shit. Chances are, you'd never be seen again. You'd never be seen again. What happens is that, yes, if you went up to Aryan Nations, you were allowed to be a clown show. But guess what? Even Richard Butler knew better. And he'd have real people, the real elders like the Britons and the deacons, show up. And like James Britton, you know, John Britton's father said, Richard, why are you surrounding yourself by the skinhead rabble? What is it accomplishing? And the answer is it didn't accomplish anything. Richard Butler ended up losing his farm because of that skinhead rabble here. You go ahead to where they were, you know, showing how tough they were and showing their prison tats. You know, I mean, how many brown-eyed mamsers prison tats, you know, do you really need? I would say you don't need any. I would say get rid of them. I would say show those bums the road. The fact of the matter is that you don't want to be forsworn by some character who shows up here. Essentially does censorship. And that's what Matt Twat Zogbot was wanting to do. Him and Judas Youth. They wanted to go ahead and lure my partisans up there. They wanted to lure my partisans up there. Well, no, the Downies, they claim to be Christian Dandy. They're allowed on Sperm Front. The reason they're allowed on Sperm Front is to go ahead and claim to the young Wiggers who show up who don't know jack shit that they're Christian Dandy. You know, Clowney don't even believe, you know, in Satan, you know, Satan except, well, he does believe that Pete Peters is Satan. Well, Pete Peters ain't Satan. I mean, Pete Peters essentially, you know, doesn't even claim to be Christian Dandy anymore. So, people say, well, why don't you go ahead and get on Pete Peters? Why don't you get on Jim, you know, Jim Wickstrom? And the answer of it is everybody knows about Jim Wickstrom. Everybody knows about Pete Peters. Why do I need to scream about Pete Peters and Jim Wickstrom? If you people haven't figured it out, why do I need to scream about these people who ain't really, for all practical purposes, in the movement? Or if they are, they're pretty well despised here. Thing about it is liability clueless, and the rest of these tards are rather valuable because they're caught. They're caught spies. And as a result, nobody trusts them here. And if you go ahead and show up with there, prison tax, essentially, in many cases, is a sign of being a Mamzer. Because most white people, they're so proud of their white skin that they don't want, they don't want some crud on it. You know what I mean? In many cases, it's not exactly normal white behavior. Now, there are some people, like sailors and homosexuals and stuff like that who had little criminals who had prison tats, but if you're not a sailor or a professional criminal, why would you want a prison tat? Why would you want prison sleeves like old Lion Wong? Flat-eyed piece of shit, he has these prison tats here that he's oh so proud of, and then he pretends that, I took them when I was a young hyper nigger. No, you didn't. I mean, shoot, you ended up, you didn't get them in the county jail either. In the county jail, they don't allow you to go ahead and, create prison tats. They go ahead and keep track of all the spoons and all the stuff that goes ahead and starts the fire and all the needles and all the rest of the stuff. Because, essentially, things are rougher in the county jail than they are in the prison. That's why they go ahead and get all these criminals or these fools say, well, it'll be a whole lot better for you if you go ahead and just cop a plea. Well, once you go ahead and cop a plea, you'll never be out of Zog's system because then you'll be a professional criminal. You know what I mean? Well, sailors and homos and criminals. Think about it, look, folks, before you guys scream, well, what about so-and-so? What about John Paul Franklin? What about so-and-so? Well, folks, there are exceptions that prove the rule. In the case of John Paul Franklin, I think he would have got caught sooner or later. They caught a little bit early because, some damn nurse went ahead and heard from the FBI that somebody who was shooting these nigger mixed couples had a particular tattoo on a particular spot of his body, and the bitch went ahead and dropped a dime on him. And now he's in Potosi. And Chris Costner, who's the Missouri Attorney General, wants to go ahead and have old John Paul Franklin ride the needle. He's pressuring the Missouri Supreme Court to set an execution date. Now, when I was in Nut House in 2006, old John Paul had a road trip to Illinois, and he was pretty well doing some, clearance or whatever, closure or whatever. And pretty well he admitted that, over the course of a day and a half, 2 days and a half, portion of a day, he went ahead and seen this nigger and his little, gourd of pleasure, and he pretty well just, set up a 300-yard shot. 300-yard shot and how to escape. And pretty well, he plugged the nigger and plugged the Whigger girlfriend. And essentially, he got away with it. And then they said, did you do that? And shoot, old John Paul. Well, hey, I imagine he doesn't, sort of like being on the ward in Nut House. Well, hey, I'll go ahead and admit to, go ahead and scragging them too. Because, what else will I do here? I'll be a Potosi. In Illinois, they can't go ahead and kill me a second time. Hell, it's better be in an Illinois prison here. It's a sort of northern prison than a Missouri prison anyway. Yeah, I'll go ahead. And essentially, old John Paul, over about a 2 or 3 day trial, went ahead and admit that he went ahead and shot those two. Off a railway, embankment. I think it was in Bloomington. It was a college town here where you end up having more niggers and more stupid, sluts. And, he went ahead and scragged them. No big deal. He didn't care. He got a free road trip. Now he's back in Potosi. I think they gave him a last, sentence in Illinois. He don't really give a crap. He got a free road trip. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, I don't know, maybe old John Paul might have decided that, hey, it would have been better if I, okay. Well, the thing about it is, look, State here, I'm not, my problem isn't with things translations here. In fact, my problem may not even exist here. Fink has a perfect right to run his forum as he sees fit. If he wants to go ahead and let Mac Twadzog Bot and Sword Mamzer and the rest run wild, well, that's his business. Okay? The fact of the matter is over on Fink's Forum, I pretty well stayed on my reservation. Now, if these people don't like, you know, if these people don't like trouble, they shouldn't start it with me. But that's exactly what the hell they've done. That's exactly what the hell they've done here. And there's no need for me to go ahead and turn the other cheek to Mamzers and criminals and Zogbots. None at all. Folks, if you don't like, you know, the thing about it is that for all practical purposes, you know, old Pisser Possum, he still has a sub for him. And if Jeremy Visser wants to go ahead and log back on as Jeremy Visser, oh, by the way, Jeremy Visser and Liar Bill DeCluse have Agent Online, AOL. The reason they like that is Zogbots love AOL. Because it's dynamic IP. It's almost difficult or impossible to block. But if Pisser Possum wanted to go ahead and, you know, go on there, he could. But the fact of the matter is that old Visser hasn't been able to go ahead and change any of the posts. And the reason he hasn't here is I changed the password on him. Folks, I know how to run a V-Bulletin for him. And I don't go ahead and put all the little bells and whistles. Well, by the way, V-Bulletin for him here is sort of crappy here. So you end up having some people who used to work for V-Bulletin. They're going ahead and setting another forum that looks sort of like V-Bulletin and, you know, simple machine for them. And let me go ahead and give Oba Genderbender Pisser's Poofter Possum a plug. Oba Genderbender's Pisser Poofter Possum is the smartest of all the little Zogbots and Pisser Possums I've ever seen. I knew when that bastard snuck on after pretending for about 6 days and then came on, does profanity have any use in Christian identity? I knew the bastard was gunning for me. And what happens is that within about, three, 4 days of listening to this shit, and old Matt Twatzogbot and Juice the Juice, they had nothing but hatred for me. And so did Juice the Goof. You end up having these people who are so righteous. Oh, no. All these four-letter Anglo-Saxon words here. Why are there G words? Jews invented them. Well, no, they didn't. You know, I mean, you can sort of tell Judas Giles that. And by the way, Judas Giles is back to, he's back to the same old hard stuff, and I guess he's lining up interviews. You know, I guess he's going to go ahead and get back on the internet radio, even though he didn't get $42,320, and he still ain't. He's not going to get money for a satellite, because they cost more than $42,320. But in any case, old Judas the Juice, you know, he's back on there. He's being this just sort of, he's sort of like a cut card. I mean, he's not right as high as he used to. He's sort of like a cut card. And by the way, the picture of him with Bordeaux the goat here, I have no idea, but, you know, that card, you know, Roid Rage Retard got 1,000 yards there. I mean, What the hell happened? I mean, when he had a Menage El Trois in Paris here, did he go ahead and stare into some mulatto pussy here that he shouldn't have seen? I mean, what the hell's with a 1,000-yard stare? I mean, you know, shoot, it wasn't like he was in Vietnam here with Forrest, you know, with his cousin Forrest Chump or nothing. What is with the 1,000-yard stare? I mean, I've never been able to figure out, you know, what the heck a tar from Mississippi can see that has a 1,000-yard stare. But in any case, the fact of the matter is all these people are back to doing the same old stupid shit, Well, the thing about it is, with Whiny Dave from 2K, I didn't have a problem with him here. He whined like a pussy here. And I may not at all have any trouble, with Bill here, but I have to wonder is that, you know, pretty well the introduction subform has been changed. So who the hell's done that? Who the hell's done that? Now, if Matt Twatzogbot's doing it, then guess what? He's only doing it because, hey, he's letting Matt Twatzogbot do the shit here. Folks, all I'm asking from Bill here is essentially, you know, these goofy bastards want to give me trouble, but they get it back. Don't protect criminals. Don't protect Zogbots. Don't protect Mamzers. The fact of the matter is, it's sort of like Gillette here. Go ahead and let Ms. Joshua Caleb Sutter from August Crisis Faction, who 3 months before had been revealed to be released from prison, and everybody knew was probably an agent provocateur, and essentially here he is, and he goes ahead and gets a 23-year-old kid, Scott Thornton, gets him in there, and essentially what happens, he gets drunk, and they catch him on videotape plotting to rob banks in Alabama. Folks, Gillette not only went ahead and sent himself to prison because of the result of that stupid shit, they went ahead and sent some 23-year-old kid. And if this was a military unit, like Gillette sort of pretending to be, with all these major generals and whatever, Gillette would be guilty of criminal negligence. And essentially, the penalty would be either be shot or hanged or be given a post in a penal battalion and pretty well told, clear that minefield. Charge that Soviet machine gun nest here. Gillette's a screw-up. Gillette was a screw-up when Ray Redfern was around. And the thing about it is that when Ray Redfern was dead and Gillette was in charge, Gillette not only went ahead and took himself down because Gillette couldn't even manage himself, but he went ahead and took a 23-year-old kid with him. And folks, that's stupid here. But on the other hand, here's these tards here. And they know what Liar Bill is. They know he's a criminal. They know he went ahead and took a deal. I mean, shoot, he didn't even wait 21 days to be arraigned. Within 5 days, he was already cutting a plea bargain. What the hell does that tell you? If you don't believe me, why don't you go ahead and look at your own lying eyes on Missouri CaseNet and find out for yourself. And guess what? That tard is the Missouri, head of the Legion of Saints. He's the head for the Molts and Gullets, Aryan Nations / Church of Jesus Christ Christian. Folks, you don't appoint criminals and agent provocateurs and infiltrators and liars as the head of your state group here, unless you want to go ahead and get somebody in trouble. The same way with Matt Twatt. I mean, these people show up, and essentially they're just a rabble. I mean, just like they were around Butler. And it doesn't take any brains to know the same stupid shit's going to end up happening. Around Gillette and around Fink if he goes in and allows it. Now, in the case of Eli James, why, shoot. I mean, you have Clayton Douglas, and I was listening to Clayton Douglas before he blew up on August 10th of this year. He was already screaming about Christian identity. Oh, it's a Talmudic religion. It's racist, it's racist, it's racist. Well, didn't Eli James tell me he was racist? Well, guess what? You end up that same way with Ray Larson. I mean, they're all Asian provocateurs. Well, I don't think Eli and I don't think Bill Fink are Asian provocateurs. But on the other hand, they run a rather sloppy ship here. Maybe they ought to go ahead and concern themselves with what they do best, i.e. preaching. Not running a tard corral, not running talk show, not running it with Mamzers and the rest here, and bringing these evil bastards, into the movement. Maybe they ought to go ahead and do what they do best and leave off what they can't do very well alone. Now, folks, I've never gotten anybody in trouble. Not when I ran a militia. Not when I run anything. And the reason of it is if somebody goes ahead and sends me information I think is compromised, I go ahead and do a cut and copy here and then maybe post it somewhere. But I go ahead and I delete that email. And then I do a defrag. Now, on the other hand, the NSA knows all, sees all. But guess what? They won't get it. Won't get any information from me about you. And folks, I don't want to know your name unless you're someone like Swordman who's caused me trouble, in which case I'm very much interested in knowing your name and your address and what you look like, where you live. But folks, I'm not all interested. Folks, I'm not going ahead and setting up an army or doing anything like that. I'm just simply telling you that you need to do whatever you need to do to survive and prevail. And whatever you do, have Yahweh sanction. That's why Yahweh, that's why it's all get scared shitless of Christianity, dual seed line. The reason they're scared of dual seed line Christianity, okay, well, Russ Walker's troublemaker. I mean, shoot, Russ Walker doesn't cause me any trouble. I mean, I have better things to do than argue with Russ Walker. I mean, I went ahead and looked at it, and I mean, okay, well, whatever. You know, I mean, I don't argue with, you know, I don't argue with somebody who shows up that I don't know. I mean, look, Russ Walker, I mean, I'm not going to make you a major general, even if you send me $25, okay? Why worry about someone who, essentially, I mean, he hasn't caused me any trouble. Now, he can call himself troublemaker, but, you know, shoot. You know, I mean, now you know who the tart is. Don't really much care. There's nothing to argue about with Russ Walker, whoever Russ Walker is. In any case, folks, I mean, that's why I wanted to go ahead and cover. I mean, folks, don't, you know, I mean, what you do in many cases is you go ahead and download what is valuable and you learn from it. But there is no sense in going ahead and getting in a tard corral and fighting here. Those stupid tards, the best thing to do was what I went ahead and just simply covered. Went ahead and simply covered that, guess what? Look, Matt Twat Zogbot, you caused me trouble. You went ahead and tried to lure me and John Britton into the main thing so you could go ahead and ban us. I talked to William Fink, and essentially William Fink told you pound sand up your ass here. We get to say whatever we want in our own form. And guess what, folks? I've gone ahead and urged anybody who sides with me to stay in my sub forum. And guess what? Fink's entire forum is gone. It went ahead and got reduced to zero posts. And what I had to do is I had to close off the threads in order to keep both Fink from, or not Fink, but from, you know, in order to keep old Visser from filling it up with crap like Elmer's glue is best. Visser was not hacked. He took down everything. He took down everything that people went ahead and posted. Their work. Just like Sci-Fi Faber has no, you know, I mean, why do you follow somebody who has no respect for what you do and no respect for your work? Why in the world would you do something that stupid? Why would you follow a leader like that? Answer, well, it's because you're stupid. Or because you're a Zogbot and he's your controller here. That's why I think what happens with Visser here. People go ahead and blame Brian Wright for going ahead and destroying Visser's thing here. Brian Wright's just nothing but a criminal here. But why in the world do you go ahead and give Brian Wright, say, hey, he's obviously a flat-eyed man's a Jew criminal. You go ahead and give Visser a pass when Visser end up having to go ahead and kick Brian Wright off 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Well, 4 or 5 times. And then every time Brian Wright got kicked off, starting in July 5th, the racial fraud is Christian identity. He doesn't only go ahead and say that Butler's a mamzer. He has to say Wesley Swift is a mamzer. Same time, this piece of shit Brian Wright was making a big deal about how he got a letter from Lorraine Swift. And what happens? He got that nice woman to go ahead and write him a nice letter, and then he went ahead and shit all over her by saying that her husband and therefore her children were mamzers. That's the sort of people we have playing at being Christian identity. And what happens? You side with this or here, you might as well go ahead and say you're buddy-buddy with Brian Wright. You might as well go ahead and say, hey, look, you know, because if you go ahead and listen to this or sermons where he is with Brian Wright, he acted a little surprised here that he was expected to go ahead and stick up for Wesley Swift and Richard Butler. Well, guess what? If you go ahead and you let some dirty mamzer go ahead and say that Richard Butler and Wesley Swift were mamzers, then guess what? You saw the branch out from under you. Haven't you? I mean, if you've gotten ordained by a mamzer, then hey, what good's that? And thing about it is that here is the liar bill and the rest here who's associated with that crap. So go ahead and give it, you know, and like a dating whiny day from you, you know, PUK. Folks, not all these are, it's just a bunch of criminal tars, and probably most of them are Zogbots or agent provocateurs or fools or whatever, who have nothing else better to do. They're dogs without a master, and usually if they have a master, it's off. Why do you associate people like that? why in the world, what possible thing other than a prison sentence or a prison cell are you going to have here? There's nothing good about most criminals. Most criminals are there for a reason. Now, some cases, you know, like the case of myself, Zog was out to go ahead and have me murdered with these trumped-up charges. So as a result, I don't have anything wrong. See anything wrong with going ahead and grabbing their children, torturing their children, testifying against their parents and their grandparents and their great-grandparents and their daddies and mothers and brothers and essentially destroying the entire lot of them. Because guess what? They're just stupid Whiggers who support Zog. And since they support Zog, they're supporting the death of the entire race here, and they are diseased animals, and you need to go ahead and destroy them. And that's what the Great Tribulation is for. Folks, I am not for every single critter, every single animal, every single Mamzer, every single Whigger that claims to be Christian identity. You end up having Bama Mamzer, and he sort of thinks that I'm supposed to go ahead and pretend that he's on my side because he claims he is. In the meantime, he's going ahead and listening to every single lie and trying to catch me and entrap me like a Pharisee. And just like Jesus Christ, I said, fine. Why don't you go ahead, everything you said that I've said, why don't you go ahead and tell me where it is? Because it should be easier, very easy. You should be able, because every single post I make usually has a hyperlink. Just go ahead and refer to the hyperlinks. And then what you find back. And the answer is, Bama Mamzer couldn't do that. Bama Mamzer asked me a question here, and then what happens? He takes it, and then he goes ahead and ignores my answer. And he goes over on, Pisser's Pussy Parlor, or Pussy Palace, or whatever. Bama Mamzer, he's just like a number of these people, like these Mamzers. They go ahead and pretend to be white, and they're not. They keep on coming in, and essentially all they want to do is get inside the sheepfold. Why do you let these people? Folks, I mean, I have people calling me here that I've never heard of, ask me where there's a church at this place or this place. I tell them is that, A, I don't know, and B, if I did know, I couldn't tell them because it has to be invitation from them only. I might tell them where to start, but, essentially what signs to look for. Essentially, no, I don't go ahead and do that. Well, what happens? And the fact of the matter is that if you are out there, there's going to be a famine in the pursuit, and you're not going to be able to go ahead and find out where these people live. You're going to be on your own. You're on your own, and except for Yahweh. Folks, don't believe that you can go ahead and get a bunch of targes like these Tea Party people here and gather together here, because guess what? If you're in an infantry unit, veterans do not bunch up like sheep. Because they realize is that a machine gun or a mortar round or artillery shell or an RPG can take out a whole bunch of them. It's far more dangerous to be bunched up than it is to go ahead and be scattered here. Anybody seen basic training here and learned something from it? When they see actual combat footing of actual veteran troops, what they do is they see people who know how to go ahead and live on the battlefield, and they do not bunch up like sheep. And neither should you. Neither should you. You should not bunch up with sheep, and you certainly should not bunch up with goats and jugals that you know nothing about, other than you met them on a forum. He claimed to be, an Icelander. He claimed to be this. He claimed to be that. If you're that freaking stupid, you deserve to die, and you will. You will. You most certainly will. Folks, okay, I'm going to go ahead and see what's going on the chat. Anyway, yeah. Well, it seems like pretty well there's not too much going on. And, folks, I went ahead and promised, an hour ago, that this would not be a super long Fidel cast. I think I'm going to go ahead and keep my promise, sort of, as best I can after the fact. I'm going to go ahead and play the Florian Geyer. Now, folks, we will see whether or not people are as good as they were. If they're not, they're not. If they are, they are. And essentially, I've been going ahead and bitching, prematurely. We will see. Bill Fink's always treated me fairly so far. And I hope the same is the same. The same remains the same. In any case, And what I've said here, what I've said, is that I don't tell everybody, I do not tell other people what to do, and I insist upon the same courtesy. I don't go ahead and tell people what to go ahead and post. If I go ahead and allow them actual federalism, which means that they can post whatever they want on my subform or my form, I expect the same in return here if they've gone ahead and agreed to it. Folks, I didn't go ahead and break the agreement with the Sci-Fi Favor. Sci-Fi Favor just up and, you know, broke the agreement with me. I didn't break any agreement with Visser. Visser went ahead and broke the agreement with me. Visser just couldn't stand the fact that, you know, hey, you went ahead and allowed old agenda bender, pisser, poster possum, you go ahead and create new rules. You went ahead and allowed somebody, you got ahead and threatened me, but more importantly, had been stalking John Britton and his family, and especially his daughters. You went ahead and allowed this little man, Brian Rack, for the fifth or sixth time to show up. You went ahead and deleted posts, and you hid posts, hiding your criminality. In fact, you deleted entire forums. Folks, listen, there's just so much. But I wasn't the one who went ahead and broke the agreement. It was Sci-Fi. It was Zisser. Folks, if you go ahead and break a deal with me here, I'm going to go ahead and sit so everybody knows about it. Good or for bad. Anyway, so let's hope that things go ahead and work out fine. In any case, anybody has a comment about this show here, they can show up Sunday night and talk to me about it, okay? I'm going to go ahead and play the Flooring Gyre, and we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. White and red and black are we, I-I-O, and we'll step out from tyranny, I-I-O. White and go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White and go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie, white and gold, we vote home. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White and go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. Souls I bear their rightful truth. The Jews are laid low. Our dawdling necks, we stomp our boots. Stand out, Castle. Wise men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. Wise men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The history that only loves the street. I-I-O, the love of God, our only need. I-I-O, white men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. I-I-O. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-ya-ya-ho. Wise men go, we go ho. On the 50 roof, let the red cock grow. Wise men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. Well, folks, it looks like we've stopped a little bit before 8 o'clock. And, folks, what I'm going to do, is that, the last time I went ahead and said before Frank and Wigger and a number of other people got on, is that last week or last Sunday, somebody in the guest room, I think, ended up keeping the guest room open. And as a result, the show wasn't being able to be downloaded for over 8 hours. So what I'm going to do is after I go ahead and, go ahead and end the recording, I'm going to go ahead and save the chat, and I'm going to let everybody go ahead and say their goodbyes, and I'm just going to go ahead and close the chat room, okay? And that way we're not going to have any of this crap like happened last Sunday, because I really, last Sunday's show was a pretty good show, and I don't really want to go ahead and risk it because some Zogbot or retard or Swordmanzer or whoever is dicking around with it. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say hail victory, good night, and may Yahweh bless. Good night, folks.